The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
It's the last game of the season on Halloween night, wrapping up the 2025 high school football season, and the North Hall football team looking to make history as they're undefeated in the season, trying to wrap up a perfect 10-0 season. It's been a year of highlights for the Trojans.
Sleeman looking to pass, rolls out the far side, throwing it down the middle, got a man, caught it, touchdown Trojans, holy mackerel, wide tumbling, I believe, caught it at the one and stepped into the end zone. Four wide out, Sleeman back to pass. Throws it complete over to Carlson at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, quarter touchdown. Sleeman back to pass, got time, throws it, threw it behind McCloskey. He ran and got it at the 20, 15, gets away, 10, 5, touchdown, Jack McCloskey.
Tonight, the Trojans travel to Tiger Stadium in Dawsonville to take on Jabo Shaw's Dawson County Tigers, who are coming off the biggest win of the season last week with a victory over Lumpkin County. Tonight, it's Dawson County and North Hall in the final game of the season here on 97.5 Glory FM. And coming up next, we start things off the countdown to kickoff with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. It all starts now.
97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
Well, Glory is on the road this evening in Dawsonville, part of our home base, as we bring you high school football one more time during the regular season. And what a good matchup we have. A nice rivalry here, as you call it, the Battle of Highway 136, if you want to, Joe, from the standpoint, as it is North Hall and Dawson County. Trojans looking for a record-setting 18th straight regular season victory. They've already captured the Region 6 AAA Championship and looking to see where they'll be seated in the upcoming state playoffs in 2 weeks. We'll follow the Trojans right here on 97.5 Glory FM. What a win it was last week for Jabo Shaw's Tigers, defeating Dawson County, defeating Lumpkin County up in the Dahlonega there at the Burial Grounds. And Dawson County now right in the hunt to make the playoffs.
Well, and that was a huge win, as you said, Mike. They stepped up last week, Jabo's team did, and really played well offensively and defensively against Heath Whip Indians and came out with a win and really boost their potential to be in the playoffs up some, depending on the outcome of this game and some others tonight. They're hoping they can slide in there in the bottom half of it to get the win.
And, Harper, you've seen it before when a team has a horrible loss, and Dawson County had that tough loss at White County when the Warriors won their first game of the season a few weeks back. And then Coach Shaw made some changes, made a change at quarterback, and that seemed to change everything when it came to how this team's playing in the last few weeks of the season.
Mike, they were 2-5. They were dead in the water, and you got to make a change. And when you do something like that and you lose at White County, you got to make some sort of a difference maker because there's just not enough time on the clock. So you get two big wins. You win. You get 42 points against Chastity. You get 31 there in that technically an upset. You keep yourself alive for a playoff berth, but now you got to go against really the best team in the region and one of the best teams in the state. It would be a great upset if Dawson was able to do everything right that they're able to do. 22 touchdowns this year on the ground. They can score on the ground. They've had a hard time in the air, and that's one of the differences between these two teams North Hall can score any which way you want. They average almost 500 yards a game. Dawson is about 350. It'll be a very interesting struggle between all of these defenses and who gets the ball last might be the most important possession of the game tonight, Joe.
Exactly. Yeah, it might come down to last possession tonight for sure as they go back and forth. And the injuries, Ty Kemp is out. We know that. One or two of the offensive linemen are out, but they've been out for a couple of weeks. The other guys have filled in it very nicely for North Hall. You know, we've had McCloskey step out of the receiver position. So I still look for North Hall to run their offense just like they've been. We're in the first really cool night, and here it is Halloween, and it's a chilly night for us. Mike and I are wrapped up. You look like you're waiting for the spring to get here. So it's we'll have to see how they play out tonight. But a beautiful, got a half moon up here above us, a nice stadium, good crowd filtering in.
And Gary, you're down the sidelines. You get a chance to see up close and personal how these teams are. And last week, according to Coach Shaw, you heard on game plan a few moments ago, is that their game plan tonight is to keep North Hall's offense off the field.
Well, that would be a key because Alex Schliemann is having a banner year. He's got 2,504 yards through the air already, 21 touchdowns, only four interceptions. His quarterback rating is 135.9 on a scale where 158.3 is perfect. And he's got a lot of weapons. They all had a pretty good game last week against Johnson in very, very limited action. Schliemann had 262 yards and three touchdowns. Cole Cable, four receptions, 141 yards and a touchdown. Parker Carlton had a couple of touches, 69 yards and a touchdown. Jack McCloskey had a couple of touches, 91 yards and a touchdown. Walker Binding was perfect on all of his PATs. Buddy Clark, his usual great game on offense, on defense. Again, with very limited action, had six tackles and a half of them for a loss. Then a couple of names we haven't heard because Coach Pender was able to put some of the younger players in. Aaron Hopp and Cason Hayes both had six tackles apiece. Dawson County, their running back is Cody McBrayer. He's got over 1,285 yards, averages about 142.8 a game and 13 touchdowns. Now, Harper, as you said, they can score on the ground. It's just been through the air that they've struggled a little bit. Gunnar Weaver has been their main quarterback so far. He completes his passes at about 62%. He's got 1,206 yards, basically about half of what Schliemann has. His quarterback rating is 88.1.
But, Gary, with that, again, there's the change that Jabo Shaw made after the White County game. He moved Gunner to a wide receiver and moved Breyer to quarterback, and that has been the big difference. And then look at what their defense did last week. Noah Matthews ran the ball for 256 yards against Dawson County, and Lumpkin County lost. Who'd ever believe that would happen? And North Hall last week against Johnson, they only had the ball for 22 plays. Imagine that, in the entire ball game, 22 plays, had eight offensive touchdowns, and another was a defensive touchdown, and they had a different player scoring on all of those touchdowns last week for the Trojans. So they got to be well rested, I think, Harper, from the standpoint of getting ready for this last game of the season.
Yeah, you're not pitch counting your guys, but in a way you're trying to make sure that, you know, in a game that doesn't matter like Johnson, you knew you were going to beat him. Every time you touch the ball, you're getting across the goal line. You're doing two things, Mike, at least in my opinion. You're giving your guys that are starters some rest, and you're giving some much-needed experience to the younger guys. They practice harder. They work harder. They know they're going to get in a ball game. They focus more. So there's a lot of reasons why you want to be able to do that. And for North Hall, being able to do that is something that is really a luxury at this point in the season. You've already won. Now you got to keep the intensity up, wouldn't you say, Mike? This is, you know,
oh, absolutely.
Just don't turn this into a trap game. Let's finish the race. Let's win and be undefeated going into the playoffs.
I only know two other times North Hall's been undefeated in school history. It came during the 2000 to 2010 era. They had some outstanding teams there for Coach Christmas there and North Hall. And they want to win this one just for pride, the standpoint. Next week you got the week off. They got 2 weeks to prepare for the opening round of the state playoffs. They know right now they're pretty much going to be at home in the every round of the state playoffs. That'd be a huge thing for the Trojans. And, of course, we'll follow the team right here on 97.5 Glory FM. Up next, we'll get continuing this preview here on the Wall Street Cafe pregame show live from Tiger Stadium in Dawsonville. It's the Dawson County Tigers and the North Hall Trojans here on Friday Night Football North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
There's nothing like celebrating a Halloween night with high school football here. The last game of the regular season. This is the earliest the high school football season has ever ended for us as we get ready for the state playoffs in 2 weeks. All the teams will have next week off, then you get ready for the opening round on November the 14th. With the state championship, just to let you know, will be played on Wednesday, December 17th from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I know the North Hall fans are looking forward to going down to Mercedes-Benz if possible to watch the state championship there. You'd have to go 15-0, and that's what they've been looking for all season long at North Hall. While Dawson County, again, see what they've done to get into this position, and now they're just looking to see what they can do to get into the playoffs. And talk about momentum again, what Jabo Shaw has done. He said, finally, it's starting to click. You know how it is, guys, when you're in your first year doing something, and all of a sudden everybody has to get adjusted, and all of a sudden, boom, it just started. And went from there.
Yeah, you know, Weaver started out quarterback, and Sorensen stepped in there. He's 20 of 34, thrown a couple of touchdowns, ran for three more. So, you know, that combination right there, and they go. They've got three or four wide outs, and their defense has stepped up and played really good lately. They played good up in Lumpkin last week, played obviously good at White County. So that's going to be some big – in Chesterfield also. So that's going to be a big boost for them tonight. And playing at home on senior night, you know, a lot of times you can get distracted. And we'll see how that plays out for Dawson and for North Hall. But hopefully they can, you know, both teams can stay focused.
And if Mike, if McBrayer stays at quarterback, that gives them an option, a running quarterback.
Yeah, it does.
Mike and Joe, Gary, I guess I'm getting old enough to where I still remember seeing Jabo and Connor Shaw play at Flower Branch High School.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And then Jabo made the big mistake of going to Georgia Southern.
Yeah, after Georgia
Tech. I think he still I think he still regrets that.
Yes.
But you know, and what they've learned as a family, a football family, really, the McKays are like that. John McKay was head coach at USC, and his son J.K. was a wide receiver there, and the other McKay, who was here in Atlanta, was a part of every bit of it. And the Shaw family, same type thing. But, you know, he's coaching, and it's what have you learned and how are you able to take some of the great lessons that helped you become a better player, and how do you transfer that into the kids that are working under you? And that, to me, is a great circle of life type thing, but not easy, and they desperately need a win. They've got a win here tonight, obviously, and tough region, too, and for your first year. And you're limited on who you've got. You know, some kids are big, some kids are fast, and some are a little bit of both, but you're so limited. The depth is smaller here.
Yeah, he's familiar with the area. You know, you said you feel like you're getting old. Well, think about me, because I'm older than you. I remember when both the kids were 4 and 5 years old and playing my rec program in White County when their dad was head coach up there. So I'm a little bit older than you, and remember.
I'll let you be a little bit older. We'll let that happen.
Really,
Mike can remember all of it. Not that Mike's older than all of us, but, you know, we know that. And Gary probably.
Excuse me, guys. Going to take a time out to play the national anthem here for Tiger Stadium. Back in two on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Good evening, everyone. This is Clint Fair, the North Georgia Director with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, here on 97.5 Glory FM Friday Night Football. If you could, please join us as we pray to kick off this Friday night. Lord, we thank you for loving us. God, we thank you for who you are. God, help us tonight, God, to look to you in all things. Thank you for the tools and the gifts that you've blessed these coaches and athletes with as they perform all across North Georgia, competing in this great game of football. God, watch over, protect them. God, help us to live for you. Help them to live for you. God, we thank you for radio stations like 97.5, Glory FM. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. God, we love you. Again, watch over and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome back to the Long Street Cafe pregame show on 97.5, Glory FM.
We are live from Dawsonville. Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Harper Bell, Mike Warford with you here to bring you Dawson County and North Island. Joe's time for starting lineups.
And I got him right here. First for Dawson County on the offensive side of the football, you'll have it center tonight, Landon Curry. He's number 62. The guards will be number 79, Brody Shute, and 68, Caden Sasser. The tackles, Nathan Martin, 71, Luke Herring, number 70. 21's a tight end, Rhett Folsom. Wide receivers are Dylan Edwards, 3, Paxton Phillips, 2, and Cash Watkins, number 8. Gunnar Weaver will also be there in receiver number 5. Brody Sorensen, your quarterback, number 16. Running back will be Cody McBrayer, number 24. Jacob Belkai will be your kicker, and Cody McBrayer, your punter defensively for the Trojans. And on the defensive line, defensive ends, Hunter Robertson, 34. Robbie Lee, 50. Defensive tackles, 6. Jacob Wright, 95. Dawson Reed. The linebackers, 44. Dalton Hulsey, 12, Parker Carlton, 28, Buddy Clark. Defensive backs, Cole Lindley, number 4, 14, Wade Haynes, 5, Connor Harwood, and 17, Walker Davis. On the other side of the football for the Trojans, at center tonight will be Levi Trulove, number 74. At guards will be Eli Ham, 77, and 71, Henry Weaver. The tackles, 73, Kate Hawthorne, 58, Wade Porter. Wide receivers will be Jack McCluskey and Cole Cable and Cole Lindley. Dawson Gray will be the tight end. He's number 88. The quarterback will be Alex Sleeman. He's in that wears number 7. Parker Carlton will be the running back in that Swiss Army knife, as we call him, or as I like to call him, Smith McGarvey. He's a quarterback, running back, wide receiver. He's a little bit everywhere, and Walker Vining will do the kicking for the Trojans. Defensively for Dawson County, 3-4 setup. Brody Easton's a defensive end, along with Tripp Furstenow. Then wears 54, number 0, Hunter Stroop, is a nose guard. The linebackers will be Paxton Phillips, Josiah Holtzclaw, 33, Phillips is 2, Aiden Bannister is 28, and Owen Wooten is 48. Jaden Matty is a defensive back along with Jacob Felkai. He's number 18. Jaden Cohen is 19. And Gunnar Weaver is in the nickel. Avery Martin's a defensive back, and that's your starters for both teams, Michael.
Looking forward to the kickoff of this ball game. I tell you, we've been coming here a long, long time, and you see how things have changed to go from the years that Sid Maxwell had here, Joe, and then now with Jabo Shaw here in his first year. And I'm thinking about Harper from the quarterback situation. You know, he had a guy named Gunner when he was at up in Raven County. He was down at Georgia. They had another Gunner here to start things off. And he made that change a couple weeks ago. If anybody knows quarterbacks, it could be Jabo Shaw.
Well, Jabo's experience behind center is a critical component for me in terms of how he's going to present this offense and coordinate it and do everything. I know there are a lot of schools that are out there, Mike, that they don't have a bunch of big guys. There isn't a high school out there that doesn't have a plethora of small guys.
Right.
And if you can get some that can run and you don't have anybody that can block, well, you're going to spread it out and you're going to go with that. And you have to be mature enough and I think flexible enough, Mike, to be able to go, well, that's what we're going to go with. But it may not be the right offense for the team that you have. So being able to go with 3 yards in a cloud of dust, or you're going to run the ball every other time, or you're going to throw it every time, that's a part of the experience that Jabo's going to have to figure out. And it almost, in my opinion, from year to year, you don't know who you're going to have. So the flexibility, the maturity, and then obviously the wisdom to be able to put the right people in the right position. He made a change just a couple of weeks ago. We hope that pays dividends here tonight for them and allows them to get in the playoffs.
And think about, look at this region. You're going to have North Hall, Pickens, Lumpkin County, and Dawson County all possibly all going to the state playoffs. Of course, Greater Atlanta Christian will be the number 2 team behind North Hall. They'll play in their own state playoff with the private school tournament starting in a couple of weeks. 24 teams involved in that with Class A, AA, and AAA private schools playing. GAC is going to get a first round bye, and we'll see how those playoffs work out in a couple of weeks. And I'm real curious to see what's going to happen having a week off next week. How it's going to affect everybody in the state, Harper, when it comes to how you're going to open up in a couple of weeks in the first round of state playoffs.
Yeah, and then the weather is changing, Mike. That has something to do with it. Like tonight, it's uh-huh. dry, but I'm wondering if the guys over the last couple of weeks, their hands, because they're getting colder and they're practicing, whether those are drier and a lot of balls would slip out. There's certain things that you do better when it's cold. You run the ball better. You're going to make contact with guys. You may not be as fast when you're running. You may run a 4.6 normally. It might be a 4.65 or a 4.7. I know that watching Gary walk on the sidelines, he slowed down at least a whole step. It takes him 12 steps to go 10 yards as opposed to the other. But Gary, obviously, you know, the weather is going to be coming into play here for the rest of the season. These guys have been hot. They've been sweaty ever since the summer. And now it's time where they may not get sweaty at all. It's going to be cool.
And we're in the middle of the field.
All right, guys, we expect you to play hard. We expect you to play fair. Okay? You guys are captains for a reason. So we expect you to take care of any issues with your teammates. If you don't, we will. We'll throw flags and that'll hurt your team. We don't want to do that. We don't want to be involved at all. Any questions about that? I don't want to hear a lot of chippiness and a lot of mouth. We will throw flags for that. Any questions? All right, you're the visiting team. That's heads, that's tails. That's heads, that's tails. What's your call?
Heads.
He calls heads.
Dalton Hulsey made the call.
And
they won the toss, and of course, North Hall wants the football. By the way, your officials, the man tonight, Harper, is Ron Reagan in the white hat. The referee, umpire, is veteran Rodney Beck is the umpire. Head line judge is Mike Robinson. Line judge is Paul Ball. Derek Collins is your field judge. Side judge is Tyler Hobby. Electric clock operator is Randy Rivers. On the play clock is Cody Edwards, and they are out of the Lanier Officials Association.
And the kickoff's coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with 2 Gainesville locations.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, Representative Lee Hawkins, Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management, and by Longstreet Cafe. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Talk about a playoff atmosphere. Fireworks going off before the ball game. Get ready to get the picture and to kick off the ball game tonight. It is North Holland, Dawson County stepping in to bring you the play-by-play as always. Here's Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Mike. I'll get the picture, folks. Dawson County in there all burgundy with the white helmets. Big white numbers, North Hall, all white, tops and bottoms, black helmets with the headgear. And they have the green on black numbers, so we'll be able to read everything. Scoreboard down, hidden down to our right here. Harper will have to look out here. I have to lean forward and see it myself. Captains for Dawson, Jaden Matty, Gunnar Weaver, Jacob Felkai, and Tripp Firstino. For North Hall, you've got Parker Carlton, Buddy Clark, Dalton Hulsey, and Camden Crawford. Kicking is going to be Jacob Felkai. Back deep is Linleaf and Cable. High short kick going to come down to 12. Linleaf to the 10, 20, 25, 30, 35. Got a flag behind him. That's going to be White tumbling. And tumbling brought it back out. It's going to be against North Hall probably from where it came back there. He got it out to the 33. And it's probably going to be backed up a few yards from there with a block in the back or a hole. Let's wait and see what the referees tell us.
Well, good return, though, Joe, right up the middle of the field. He started by going up the numbers along the far side of the field and then kind of banked it into the middle, and a big hole gets upset at the 35 is where they're going to place it, but Ron Reagan is going to pull it back. The flag was at the 25, so if it's a big one, if it's a personal foul, it'll drop it back half the distance.
It happened at the 25, and the officials, the White Hat's going to come back finally and not give us a signal. So we don't know what it is. I'm guessing
they're
it's a block
it
in the
a
back.
Secret from us. How about that?
There you secret not
Shh,
there.
We won't tell anyone.
There's going to be a penalty against North Hall. They'll start at first and 10 from their own 15, and we're underway here at Tiger Stadium. Back in the backfield is going to be Justin Allen, but you're starting running back. With Alex Schliemann, you got three wideouts, two on the far side, balls right in the middle of the field. Allen was in motion. Schliemann looks and got a man and rolled off, and Cole Cable wanted a holding foul or a holding penalty right there, but didn't get it. He's rolling off his man right there, number 16 or 18, excuse me.
Jacob Felkai, the kicker. Yeah, grabbed him by his arm, and so he couldn't get one of the arms up, and the ball falls incomplete. So
second down and 10.
Dawson County gets away with one right there.
Looks like the run might have been open a little bit right there. Harper, when Allen came out of the backfield, it kind of opened up for him. We'll see what they do. Hands off to Allen. Allen, no, he's going to get eat up right at the line of scrimmage. A host of burgundy jerseys bring him down. Josiah Holtzclaw, the lead man right there, Gary, came in and made a good tackle.
Well, you'll be calling his name a lot, Holtzclaw, that is, because he and a couple of his teammates, Reed Penrose and Jaden Matty, have been the defensive leaders for the Tigers this year. So a couple of things for North Hall, and it's third and
nine.
Same thing.
Yeah, they gave him about a yard if they're lucky. Four wideouts, ball still in the middle of the field. Schliemann claps his hands, gets the ball. Looking, man coming, tries to step up in the pocket. Does he? Throws it long. Cable's open. He catches it at the 45, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 5. Oh, yeah, tripped up.
The five-yard line, goodness gracious, there was a tremendous race right there. I believe it was Jaden Cohen that ends up making that shoestring tackle at about the five or the six-yard line.
Great job by Cohen right there, Gary, to grab him, speed up, and catch him. Nobody really can outrun Cole right there, but he caught up to him and tripped him up at the six-yard line.
He's got
79
Joe, he's got yards, Gary.
Great hands, caught it in stride, almost took it to the house.
You say 79 yards?
79 yards
wow.
On that pickup.
First and goal. The ball's at the six. Wide out on the far side. Two backs. Tumbling and Carlton hand off to Allen. Allen, touchdown, went untouched. Into the end zone, went off the left side. Right there behind Wade Porter, Levi Trulove, and Eli Ham.
Well, the big third down conversion really spurred that drive. Only a four-play drive for North O.
Did it, and started their play at 11:55. It's 10:20, so a minute and 30 seconds for Trojans to score.
Well, I tell you, they're tough on third down.
Yes, sir. Extra point by Walker Vining. The kick is up high, kick, and it is good. 7-0 Trojans.
And we're back with the second kickoff here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Cohen takes it for Dawson County at his own 10. He gets out to about the 24. He's wrapped up by several guys in white jerseys. Give him spot to about the 23. And Ellensburg Dawson will have it first and 10. Kickoff by Adam Vining. White tumbling in on the tackle for the Trojans.
Joe, excuse me, not Adam. Walker.
First time I've called him Adam this year. How about that? Walker Vining. If I call him Seth, you know I'm dating myself, right, Michael?
Absolutely.
Seth and Miss Kathy might get a kick out of that, that's for sure. All right, for Dawson County, stepping up, you got Sorensen in the backfield. He's got two backs over there with him, one on either side. McBrayer looks like Maddie. 1, 2, 3 wideouts. Going to hand off to one guy who runs up the middle and gets about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. McBrayer totes it for about a yard. Yeah, third down and 9.
Second down.
Second down. Second. Second down and 9.
Running behind big number 79. That's Brody Choulette.
Choulette. Shoot.
Big dude.
Shoot-a. Shoot. Sends a man in motion. That's number 5. He's got a man coming on him. Trojans get back, but he gets away from one guy. He's going to run. Sorensen does. And he gets about 3 yards, maybe, to the 32. He had a host of white jerseys back there with him that time, fellas, and he was able to get away and get about 3 yards. It'll be third down and 6.
Good job, Joe, making something out of nothing. What'd you say, Gary? He's back sacked. No one was open. He just decides to hold on to it, able to pick up about 4.
Yeah, then Parker Carlton and a couple of the others whacked him when he got there.
Sorensen with McBrayer and Weaver in the backfield. Watkins, Edwards, Phillips are the wide outs. Man's back to pass. He's looking. He falls. A man sucks him right there at the 23-yard line.
That's Robbie Lee, who was in on that last tackle. Along with Buddy Clark and
senior. Mm-hmm. Great job of just sticking with this guy. He's not the biggest guy out there, Gary, but, you know, he's got good hands, and he was able to push the center back into the quarterback and kind of get around him and force the punt.
Yeah, he's 5'7 at 170 is what Buddy Clark is listed at, but he will stick.
McBrayer, the punter, back deep. It looks to be Cable. Standing sideways, hard to see the number. Gets the kick off. Kind of a flat kick coming up. Going to take it at the 43. It is Cable to the 50. Cuts inside to 45, and three guys wrap him up around the 42, 43-yard line. Really good field possession. If that last one counts as a sack, Harper, that's 17 sacks on the year for North Hall.
Yeah, great number, isn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. Really thorough. You're not always going to get a pick six, but if you can get to the quarterback, you force them to do things that they're uncomfortable with. They get rid of the ball a little bit early. When a guy's not open, a lot of those balls fall incomplete, but great job there to force the punt and get the ball back there for North Hall.
8-12 in the first quarter.
About a 34-yard punt and a 10-yard return, so they got good field position, as you guys have said.
Three wide out. Sleeman going long again. Got a man. Had to wait on it. Caught it at the 15. Ball fell out of his hand. Rolled into the end zone. It's going to be a touchback, so it's going to be Dawson County's football. How about that? The man knocked it out. Jake McCloskey caught it, but it got knocked out of his hand around the 10. It rolled all the way through the end zone, so it'll be a touchback, and Dawson County will have the football at their own 20-yard line.
That's a great break for the Tigers because
yep. North Hall was fixing to have first and goal again down there, Gary.
Yeah, or if it had just kicked out.
Yeah, if it went out of bounds, you know, before the end zone, exactly. But Dawson County will have the football. Sorensen with one man in the backfield, that's McBrayer. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts. One of those is Weaver. Soren claps the hands, gets the ball, looks to pass, a quick one on the far side, caught it at the 24, tries to cut inside, gets tackled. Gunnar Weaver with the catch. He's going to get tackled on the far side that time by number 2, Noah Kemp, it looked like.
Well, I think it's Carlton 2-12.
Okay.
So it hit him almost immediately, but he did pick up about 3.
Yep. Give him 4 yards, second down now and 6. 7:35 in the quarter. North Hall leads it 7-0. There's the snap, low snap. He picks it up. He's going to throw it over to this side this time. Man hit him high. He caught it, but he's got away from one guy, Paxton Phillips. Paxton all the way out to midfield before North Hall can bring him down.
Well, Dalton Halsey just kept hanging on and hanging.
Yep.
And finally dragged him down, but that was good effort.
Dalton grabbed him about the 40 or 41, and he was able to hold on to him until he got out to the 50, and then Parker Carlton came in and helped bring him down. So first and 10 now at the midfield, right across midfield at the North Hall 49. Sorensen, handoff to McBrayer. McBrayer scoots through at the 45, the 40, 35, and down to the 31-yard line. A big run that time and Wade Haynes makes the tackle by McBrayer. Big burst right up the middle for the young man. Timeout on the field. Evidently, we got an injury.
Yeah, yep. We got one of the Dawson County guys is down. That just seemed to give them a little shot in the arm down there, didn't it?
It did. Mm-hmm.
Now, that first play got him to midfield. That was one of the big plays there, that second down play.
That's the running back, McBrayer, that's down. They're looking at that lower left leg.
Yeah.
And you hate that. 19 yards on the pickup by Cody. And he started out gangbusters right there. After that first possession, they've really come to life here on the second possession, Harper. He's up. And, see, he's got man under his right, under his left arm going to help him off the field.
Yeah, he's not putting a lot of weight on that leg.
Putting some, but not a lot, Gary, exactly. Trainer on both sides, but and one of the bigger trainers is going to help him get all the weight off of it as he comes off the field. Hope he's all right, the young man.
Well, he's been a huge part of their offense this season. Mm-hmm. So if he can't come back, that's a blow to the Tigers, that's for sure.
Number 4, Jaden Matty, going to go in and take his place in the backfield. First and 10, right across the 30 at the 29.5. Hand off to Matty. Matty's not going to get anything. If several white jerseys bring him down at the 31-yard line. Leading in on the tackle is number 60, Jacob Wright. Loss of 2 on that. The second down.
Halsey also in that. Boy, Dalton Halsey's having himself a game so far. I think he's been in on that last 3 or 4 tackles in a row.
Dalton came in with 49 total tackles on the season.
Oh, he's well over 50
Matty comes
now.
Into the game. He only has 5 touches previous to the one he just got right there for 55 yards. 11-yard average, so he's got some speed.
Second down and 11. Sorensen has the football, looking to pass, going to throw it up high and long. That's going to be incomplete, and they missed the push in the back on that. And Gunnar Weaver, intended receiver. The North Hall defense had a hand on his back as he went through the end zone, and the Dawson fans accordingly wanted a defensive foul right there, but didn't get one.
Joe, similar to the Lumpkin County game with North Hall.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Trying to go over the top, and North Hall will give up the 15 instead of the 30 and a touchdown.
We had a fake to Matty, and then great protection by the offensive line. There was no one anywhere close to a quarterback right as he was getting ready to throw the football.
Phillips and Watkins on the near side. Edwards on the far side. Pass a little screen right in the middle as they came on them in a hurry. Got it to the running back, number 4, Jaden Matty. Matty came out of the backfield, gets about 6 yards. Wade Haynes in on the tackle. Give him about 6 yards, maybe 7 on the pickup. It'll be 4th down and about 4. We are down to the 5:52 mark in the quarter.
Ball's on the 24 left hash. They need to get to the 20.
Ball near hash. Men in on the far side. That's going to be Watkins. You're going to have Watkins, Weaver, and looks like Phillips on the far side. Maddie looks like comes out far to this. No, that's going to be Watkins on this side, excuse me.
They're changing the play, but they got to hurry. They're going to have to call a timeout.
Maddie, 4, 3, 2, 1. They call the timeout with 1 second. Dawson County calls a timeout.
We'll take it with them. North Hall 7, Dawson County nothing. We're back in 30 seconds for Dawsonville on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
And back here, play championship, Jefferson 7, Oconee County 3. That should be a more than that.
And bring them back out. Four wide outs, three on the far side. Ball's nil hash mark. Sorensen takes the snap. Late pitch out to the far side goes to Maddie. Maddie tries to get 4 yards. He got three. How about that? North Hall stops him at the 21-yard line. They tried to go with a little pitch right there, Harper. Oh, back to Maddie, and Maddie gets about 3 yards. The defense came up and knocked him down.
You know, it wasn't one of those traditional pitches either where you throw your thumb down and the ball kind of rotates like a kickoff. It was a two-handed rugby type of pitch, and I thought he gave it a little early, but good job by the North Hall defense to read it, get him at the 21-yard line before he was able to get the first down and a turnover on downs.
North Hall with 1, 2, 3 wideouts. The ball's on the far hash mark. Two backs. One on either side of Alex. Alex going to hand off to, looks like a tumbling. Carlton! Carlton pushed wide up the middle. 50, 40, 30. It's a foot race. 20, 10. Man knocks him down at the 15.
Parker celebrated his 18th birthday yesterday.
How about that? Parker busted right up the middle that time, Gary, and took off, and it was a foot race. Jaden Cohen knocks him down at the 11 or 12.
Had enough of an angle where he could run him down. A little bit more speed maybe too, but he took it all the way down.
68 yards on the pickup for the young man. Same two guys in the backfield, Allen and Parker Carlton. Or is that Tom Tumlin's in the backfield now with three wideouts. Ball's right in the middle of the field. First and 10 at the 12. And a handoff to Tumlin. Tumlin tries to go outside, and they're going to meet him right there at the 10 and knock him back. Paxton Phillips in on the defensive play, knocks him down, gets 2 yards. Second down and 10, and eight, excuse me.
And North Hall is so blessed to have so many different running backs for them, too.
Well, you know, it started out, and you had early in the year, you had Wyatt Tumlin. Wyatt Tumlin goes down in game two, and all of a sudden, I call him the three-headed monster with Allen and Adams and Parker Carlton step back in there. So now they've got four or five guys that can carry the ball, along with that Swiss Army knife, Smith McGarvey. Jacob Adams in the backfield this time, going to hand off. That's number 23, Justin Allen. Allen's going to carry it. The ball came out, I think.
Again.
Dawson County said, nope. North Hall held on. How about that?
Yeah, I think it started to come out, but Allen recovered it.
Avery Martin in on the tackle down at the 4-yard line. Just shy of the first down. It'll be second or third down in about two, maybe a yard.
And Harper's going to say, look at how quickly those guys recovered the injuries with both Tumlin and with Carlton. You can't even tell a sign of it now.
Third down, 3:30 and counting here in the quarter. You got Parker Carlton on the far side, handoff to Allen. Allen trying to shoot across there. Touchdown, Trojans, I do believe. Yes. Number 23, Justin Allen, goes in off the far side behind Ham and Levi Truelove and gets the score to make it 13-0 with 3:21 in the first quarter. North Hall in the lead.
Another four-play drive. The Trojans went 79 yards, and they now lead 13-0.
Sleeman will hold. Walker Vining will kick. The kick is up, and it is long enough, and it is good. 14-0 Trojans with 3:21 in the quarter.
And we're back at more live from Dawsonville here on 97.5 Glory FM. EMC
Security. Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
On the kickoff, ball goes out of bounds. Tigers will get it on the 35-yard line. They trail 14-0 in the first quarter.
Bounced out of bounds inside the 20 down there. The very back, Felkai let it bounce out of bounds. And Dawson County will have it at their own 35-yard line, first and 10 to start their next possession. 3:21 in the quarter. North Hall leads it by two scores.
Hate to say it, Joe and Gary, Mike, that you need to score right here if you're Dawson County. You're just seeing too many explosive, gigantic plays there by North Hall. You got to respond.
I would tend to agree with you. Sorensen back, one back with him, three wideouts. Sorensen hands off to the back. Oh, he's going to get eat up in the backfield. Holy mackerel.
Hey, Joe, that's what they can do. Maddie, I was about to say, they can send him now, buddy.
Maddie took off, and three guys in white jerseys, Gary, just came in there and swamped him. Jacob Wright, looked like number 43 for the Trojans, too.
I think Wright hit him first, Joe. And then about four people, it was the reverse tush push.
Yep.
They just kept driving him back. Must have driven him back 15 yards before they ever stopped the play.
Daniel Rivera in on the tackle, number 43. They only gave him with minus two on the carry, even though, like Gary said, it kept pushing him all the way back to inside the 25 that time. It'll be second down and 12. Puts one in motion. That's Maddie. Back to pass. Going to throw it short here in the middle. Got a tackle right there in the number six. Called it Avery Martin. And tackled by, looked like number 60 that time, Jacob Wright.
And Joe, there's been one thing I've noticed throughout the season. That's the one soft spot in the North Hall, middle of their backfield there, the linebacker spots. There's that soft spot there where you can get those passes in the middle.
Yep, give him about 2.5, maybe 3 yards. It'll be third down and 9 now. 2:13 in the quarter.
That was a good catch by the receiver in traffic there, Joe. Yeah.
Had two or three shirts.
But it's a dangerous pass when you're throwing in a crowd like that.
Four wideouts, ball's on the near hash mark. Sorensen takes it. Low snap, picked it up. Tries to roll out. Oh, they're going to sack him deep. About the 24-yard line, Robbie Lee in on the tackle. Wow. Robbie got back there in a hurry, Gary, and knocked him down. They're going to spot it back at the 21-and-a-half, 22-yard line.
Well, when somebody gets back there that fast, that means they weren't touched at the line of scrimmage.
That's a 10-yard loss right there. Another sack by the Trojan gives them as a team 18 on the season.
And both by Lee, right?
Yeah, Lee had both of those right there. A 12-yard loss, and it will be a punting time for Cody McBrayer. Deep is Cole Cable. High snap. He does get it off. It's going to come down. Cable calling a fair catch at the 47 of North Hall, and that's where they'll take over on their next possession with 1:20 left in the first quarter.
That's just a 30-yard punt.
But it's good to see it back in the lineup, though, Gary, to be able to keep the football. I'm surprised.
Gary?
Well, you can't keep giving them short punts in field position with an explosive offense like North Hall. You know, they've had two really long plays, a long pass and a long run to set up short touchdowns, but now you're just inviting them. You're putting them on your own doorstep here.
Four wideouts. One man back there is going to be, they're going to throw it on the far side. That's going to be McGarvey. McGarvey calling it the 50. He's trying to get away, and that's all they're going to get is four. Burgundy shirts come up and make the tackle after about a 3-yard gain. It'll be second down and 7 for the Trojans. In on the tackle, one of the guys looked to be maybe Aiden Bannister in there, linebacker.
Look, Ginger, look how many people are getting involved in the offense.
Mm-hmm. Got big Justin Allen is the running back, Sleeman.
Brody Easton, 23, also in on that last stop, Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Four wideouts, balls on the far hash mark now. You're under a minute with 43 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. Going to hand off to Allen. Allen trying to get away. He does for a split second, but only gets about 2 yards as number 54, it looks like, Tripp, first to know, comes up there and makes the grab after about a 2 or 3 yard gain. It'll be third down and about 5
for the Trojans.
First foul with good size, 6'1", 205.
I had to go in, and there's about four names, and first to know was one of them is, okay, how do I pronounce this? And Mr. Chris, the PA man, was able to help me out there tonight. Thank goodness for
these
guys.
Is names. Another one, right? The Juletekowitz young man, Hudson Juletekowitz.
Yeah. Third down, five to go. Back to pass is Sleeman. Sleeman throws it short over to the near side. He caught it right there at the 45 to the 40. That's going to be 27. Tumbling gets the first down, tackled by number 28 that time, Aiden Bannister. Balls at the 40. It'll be a first down, about an 8-yard pickup for the Trojans. Down and 10.
That's the last play of the quarter.
It is. That's the end of the quarter. 14-0 Trojans.
And we're back in the second quarter, 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the Northall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family is assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon? Receiving an inheritance? Selling a business? Or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Back at Tiger Stadium, first play, start the quarter, handoff to Jacob Adam. He gets about two. It'll be second down and eight. Josiah Holzclaw in on the tackle for Dawson County. 14-0 Trojans. Just beginning the second quarter. Three wideouts all on the near side. You got Justin Allen on the left side of his quarterback, Sleeman. Ball's almost in the middle of the field. He gets it, fakes it, going to pass over here to McGarvey. McGarvey's got a little bit of an alley, tries to get around one guy. He does. He gets down to the 31 and be about a half a yard short of the first down. Tripp, first to know, gets the tackle right there. Gives him about seven. And it'll be third down and two. Balls at the 32. Got to get to the 30.
Henry Weaver, one of the offense. Joe.
Yeah.
Weaver. A time.
You're a little bit in and out on there, Gary. But I heard you say Weaver was in on the tackle right there.
He was clearing the way for McGarvey.
Third down. Parker Carlton in the backfield. Along with Allen, going to hand off to Parker. Parker's got the first down inside the 30, down to the 24. Parker seems like one of those guys, Harper, that you give it to him on that third and short, and he's able to slide in there behind his blocking and get the first down.
Well, one thing about Parker is he does not look for the open area if there's a guy there. He wants to hit somebody, knock him down, and he does it. And McGarvey's starting to do it, too. The two of them together, what a devastating force for any defense to have to deal with those two big, strong, quick guys.
Aiden Bannister on that last tackle, going to hand off to Parker again. Parker going around the far side, down to the 20, give him about three. And it will be second down and seven.
Look, Hart, I know what you got to love. Northall perfect on third down conversions tonight.
Well, I said they're tough on third down. They're pretty good on fourth down, too, if I recall.
They might need to go down and give the Falcons some tips on this third down conversion, reckon?
I don't know if there's any hope that we can fix that in time.
9:54 running here in the second quarter. Second down, 7 yards to go. You got Allen, and looks like Adams on the far side. Going to hand off to, I think it was Adams in there. Adams scoot, kind of went in sideways and got about 3 yards. It'll be third down and about four.
Well, yeah, they gave the ball to Justin Allen, and then he hands off to Adams, and Adams able to pick up a couple yards with that. I think they're experimenting with some plays that they've wanted to run all season long to see if we can do this in the playoffs and what the results are going to be versus specific looks that you have.
Right.
But no big plays in this drive. You notice that? They're establishing the run. They're trying to take some time off the clock, and they're being efficient in both of those areas.
And then surprise pass.
Third down and four, three wide outs, two on the near side. Ball's on the far hash mark. They're going right to left here in this quarter. Hand off to Tumbling. Tumbling is going to get about a yard, maybe two, across the 15 down to the 14. It'll be fourth down and short at the 14. They got to get to the 13. I figure they'll go for it, but we'll wait and see what they do.
I think you're right. I think in this stage of the ball game, your defense is playing awfully well. Even if you turn it over, they're giving them a long field, and you're probably going to get it right back.
Yeah, but you want to try something. Well, you want to try a field goal, you know, just to see what you can do.
Well, Hunter Robinson comes in at a blocking back. They look like they're kind of loading up the line in there, or at the blocking back, to see if they can get the first down. They're going to give it to the big man right there, and he bounced off one guy and got the first down, down to about the 12. That's going to be Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Allen got the first down. Yep, and he did. They had Lee Hunter Robertson in there, and he piled in behind Eli and Wade Porter and Levi Trulove that time. And with Hunter in there, too, he's able to open up. They bounced off one guy, did Justin, and got fell forward for about 2 yards and got the first down.
Joe Valhalla right now in the second quarter. Cherokee Bluff 14, East Hall 7 in that big ball game.
That is a big ball game. Ball's at the 12, first and 10. Sleeman takes it himself this time. Bounces off one guy, goes inside the 10, down to about the 8.
That was designed.
Yeah.
He never even tried to hand off or anything. He saw a crack right off tackle and took it.
Yeah, we've seen that throughout the season, too.
Went behind Weaver and Hawthorne that time on the right side. Give him about 4. It'll be 2nd and 6. They can get the first down around the 2, 2.5. We're at the 7:27 mark here in the second quarter. North Hall leads it by 2 scores. 2 wideouts near side, 2 running backs, 1 on either side of Alex. Levi Trulove, the center tonight, puts Tumbling in motion, going to hand off. As Tumbling comes back this way, gets around the 10, scoops inside, 5-4-3, down at the 2. And he got the first down. A man fell on top of White, took off to the left, came back to the right, and then got around one guy, Harper, and got down to the 2.
Yeah, tackle by Jaden Maddie. Maddie also, yes, a two-way player, a running back there, with a touchdown-saving tackle there at the 2-yard line.
But there was such force behind the run, they actually knocked 2 Dawson County guys into the end zone,
yep,
off their feet.
Got Jacob Adams. Jacob Adams comes back in. They're going to load it up there. You got Adams, you got Allen, Sleeman, and White Tumbling in the backfield. One's in a slot. That's going to be Adams. Dawson Gray splits out wide to the near side. Ball's on the near hash mark. Going to hand it to Allen. Allen scoops in for the touchdown and scores from 2 yards out with 6:27. Makes it 20-0 Trojans.
His 3rd touchdown of the night.
You talk about a long, sustained drive. I'm surprised, though, they didn't see Sleeman go there. That tells you right there, Harper, they're working on something. And they went on the ground the entire drive.
Very impressed, guys. Very impressed with the offensive line. They're big. They're nasty. They look like they're hungry. They look like they're blowing to the echo of the whistle. I mean, they're just doing everything right and really dominating there on that drive.
Walker Vining with a kick up, and it is good. 21-0 Trojans with 6:27 in the second.
And we're back at Morphin Dawsonville here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Back here at Tiger Stadium, Walker Vining kicks it down to the 15 on the far side. Gets it outside to about the 24-yard line. That looked to be number 12 on the carry, Reese Gober. Is that correct? No, it was 18, Jacob Felkai.
We need Jacob to pull his jersey down.
Yeah.
He had it
bunched up a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, Harper, a former kicker, you know about kickers, and he was a snapper, too, a lot of kickers. Is that, it seems like the philosophy's changed, so his kickoffs. Now everybody's trying to get into the end zone, maybe go to the 5, 10-yard line and see what happens after that point.
Yeah, they're positioning the ball and trying to have the right number of cover guys that are in an area to minimize any type of return.
On that tackle, Buddy Clark just about took Felkai's jersey off of him.
Sorensen, quarterback with one single setback, three wideouts. Ball's almost in the middle of the field. Going to hand off to Matty. Matty's going to get to the 30, 31-yard line. Give him about three, almost 4 yards on that first down play. It'll be second down and give him four. So we'll give him second down and six now with 6 minutes exactly left in the
quarter. Good search by that smaller, more athletic offensive line of Dawson County. But everybody was going forward, low hats. They were pushing. Obviously, the meetings that they had there on the sideline is, all right, let's try this. The first two possessions, first three really didn't work out. We had to punt on each and every one of them. Now we're going to try to do what we do best.
Sorensen looking, throwing lob pass way up in the middle. It's going to be an interference call. The intended receiver was number three, Dylan Edwards, and the interference is going to be on number three. Now, if that can't be right.
Number five. Connor Hardwood.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hardwood's had a couple of interceptions this year, so I guess he was trying to see what he could do, but he was staying on him there and instead of giving up the long ball right there, got the interference call and pick up 10.
Hardwood caught guilty of having his right hand on the back number of the jersey of Dylan Edwards. Referees on both sides of the field were able to see that, and he held him just a little bit when he was trying to jump up and get the ball. First down now at the 47-yard line.
5:42 in the quarter. Three wideouts. Ball's in the middle of the field on the logo. Hand off to Matty. Matty across the 49 to the 50. And on the stop is Dalton Hulsey. Again, Hulsey came into the night's game at 49 total tackles. He's had a couple of more, so he's over 50 now on the season.
Yeah, you might give half a tackle to Parker Carlton on that, too. He was on this side.
Those guys are always around the ball. They are. Second down, they got to give him three, so second down is seven for the Tigers. Ball's right on midfield at the 50. And off to Matty again. Matty didn't get past the 50 on that one as a host of white jerseys. Daniel Govera, 43, reserve defensive lineman, comes up and makes the stop. Him and looks like Jack Wright in there on him, too.
Well, this is the Tigers' fourth drive of the ball game. Punt, turnover on four downs, punt.
4:50 and running here in the first half. North Hall leads it 21-0. Three wideouts, two on the far side, balls on the near hash mark. Sorensen with one back. That's number 28 there this time, Aiden Bannister. And whistles on the play.
I think somebody moved.
Had to, because the quarterback still got the ball in his left hand. It's going to be illegal procedure on the offense. That'll back him up five, make it third down and 11. And Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Some of the referees have their pink flags in their pockets tonight, so the traditional yellow ones. Third down, about 12 now for the Tigers. Ball's on their own 44, 45-yard line. Matty out and Gunnar Weaver in at a running back. And they're going to flip-flop sides and put Bannister, Aiden Bannister, on the far side. Gunnar Weaver in motion.
What's Gunnar? He can throw
Sorensen
it, too.
Sorensen throws it across the middle. Complete. Not down at about the 43-yard line. Paxton Phillips down and in. Caught it. Going to be close to the first down. I believe it is at the 43.
It is.
Yep, first down.
Noah Kemp nailed it. Just caught it. But I was watching that ball. It was perfectly thrown. He's thrown it toward me.
It's a good thing you didn't get out there and cause interference or something on there. I'll tell you.
All right, well, I'm just saying I had a good line on that ball.
First down now for the Tigers in Trojan territory at the 43. Sorensen back to pass. Had a man go by him. He's trying to get away and gets back to the 40. He's going to get 2 yards out of it. And almost got knocked down by the lead tackler. And it looked like it was Robbie Lee. Went by him, stepped in, and was able to get two yards out of it.
I don't know if it was Parker Carlton or Daniel Guevara. Boy, both of them had a shot, but a very nice job of getting something out of nothing. He should have been sacked for about a five-yard loss. He ends up picking up about three.
3:24 and running here in the second quarter. Second down, about 7 yards to go. Sorensen splitting one guy out. That's Weaver, puts him in motion. Going to throw it inside, incomplete. Tried to hit it, threw it behind him that time. Intended receiver was number two, Paxton Phillips. Dylan Edwards, number three intended receiver. He threw it behind him that time, Harper, and he had to stop and lunge back for it and missed it. Timeout, Dawson County.
I'm thinking he's probably just trying to figure, there's a zone here, so just sit down. And when the receiver kept running, breaking over the middle of the field a little bit too late, miscommunication ends up costing him an incompletion. Well, and that's Buddy Clark that comes off the field limping off his right leg, Gary.
Yeah, he was hopping. He was on that one good leg. He hopped all the way across the field.
Now we're back out. It was one of those injury timeouts to get the man off the field. Now they're back out there. Now Sorensen back there is third down and eight. One back there with him. That's Bannister. One, two, three, four wideouts, three on the near side. Play clock's down at 30. They got plenty of time. Defense is kind of audible and seeing something that they know what's going on. They put one man in motion, and that's going to be Phillips looking to pass. They throw it inside to Weaver. Weaver caught it, but only got a flag right back at the 41-yard line. Weaver caught it and got down to the 36. They've got a flag back here at the 41. It's going to be offsides.
Well, I'm not sure if illegal receiver, but illegal motion. They had motion right there before the snap, but I don't think they had as many men.
Yeah. Yep, ineligible receiver on Dawson County. They'll bring it back. I don't know who the ineligible receiver was. I thought Weaver was the only one on this side. That's interesting.
Well, another costly penalty. They're little ones, but, when you move outside the sticks, especially on third down, it was third and eight. They were pretty close to getting the first down. They would have at least had fourth and short. Instead, now it's third and 13.
Back at their own, at the Trojan 45. Three wideouts, one man in motion. That's Weaver. Looking to pass. Got a man on him. Just Sorensen. Sorensen scrambles out. He's going to get run out of bounds at the 46-yard line of North Hall. That's all he could do right there. Good job defensively by the Trojans to have all the receivers covered up that time.
So here's a quick score update for you from East Hall. The Vikings have come from behind. They now lead Cherokee Bluff 20-14 in the second quarter.
You and I talked about that might wind up being a shootout, Mike. We were talking about that.
Hey, Matt Turner said early in the season, Mike, he's going down to the last half of the last game of the regular season to see what happens.
He was right. Now Dawson County thinking about putting in the punt team, and then they don't. Now they put him in there at the last second, trying to confuse North Hall, I guess. They got their punt man out there and run Linleaf back there late. Linleaf's going to catch it about the 8, trying to get away from one guy out to the 10. Cuts inside to 15. 20. Guy finally hits him and knocks him down around the 21-yard line. Cole did a nice job that time of catching and getting around the first guy there, Harper, around the 10.
Really good balance, don't you think? Yep. I mean, if you're going to hit me and not wrap me up, I'm not going down. Mm-hmm. And he tried to get up in between the hash marks. He went outside to the numbers. He got hit again, and he gets out to about the 20-yard line. So where'd he catch that ball? About the 8?
About the 8-yard line.
So, yeah, he did a great job. You know, you can take that. That's a small win that you would get any good team. Small win here. Small win. No penalties, right? Little things like that that add up throughout the course of the season. That's why you're playing for a district championship.
First down and 10. Ball's at the North Hall, 20, 2:49 in the quarter. Back to Sleeman. Sleeman going to throw it long and up high and incomplete. Yep. And we got a flag going to come back there. Cole Cable was the intended receiver. And number 18, Falcai, was the defender, and he was holding him. It looked like from up here.
Well, they'll call pass interference.
Yep.
So give 15.
Now, if I'm Jabo Shaw, I'm going to argue, hey, that wasn't a catchable ball. And
you say the reason it wasn't because you were holding me.
Well, Sean Pender would say, well, yeah, if you'd let go of my guy, he could have run cleanly and we wouldn't have had this problem.
Run down there and caught it. Exactly.
What's your problem, guys? All right, so penalty again. The third in a row now on Dawson. Two scrimmage penalties that they had on that last drive, and now here's another one.
Well, you get a somewhat better punt off about 35, 40 yards, and now you shoot yourself in the foot with a penalty.
Sleeman with tumbling in the backfield. Four wideouts. Ball's on the far hash mark. We're at 2:43 in the quarter. Sleeman backs the pass. Got one guy coming on him. He rolls out to the far side. Throws it short, incomplete. Dawson Gray, intended receiver, and the guy keeping one of the down markers over there almost got clocked. He was able to hop out of the way at the last
second. Don't be slow. Be like Gary. Be fast and get out of the way quickly.
Move. Gary says, just don't throw it and hit me in the chest like he did a couple weeks ago.
Dawson County threw the ball right to him just a series ago. Here's another thing. Notice last drive, run, 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 run. This drive, we're going to throw. So they really are working on their due diligence, and what can we do that's going to be playoff ready?
Second and 10, Sleeman back to pass, got good protection this time, throws it in the middle, oh, and off the hands of Smith McGarvey.
Just a little bit out of his reach, Joe.
Threw it out a little bit ahead of him, didn't he, Gary?
Yeah.
But the one thing you do now, Harper, you mentioned, is that with this kind of lead, you could do some things that you may not have had planned.
Sure.
You can just go ahead and try some things.
You like that little Patrick Mahomes kind of sidearm flick there that he had?
They're watching that mess too much. Everybody's trying it, I tell you what.
Well, if it works and it gets you into the Super Bowl, I mean, you got to try it in the GHSA playoffs, or at least just before them. And now they're gonna bring the punt team out.
Yeah, timeout North Hall with third down and 10 and 2:32.
And we'll take it with North Hall leading 21-0. We're back in 30 seconds from Tiger Stadium here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Back here at Tiger Stadium, 2:32 left in the second quarter. We're hovering around the high 40s for temperature right now, one of the cooler nights that we've had. Gary was wrapped up. I'm wrapped up. Mike's got on his electric jacket, and Harper's almost in short sleeves.
And Joe Cooper Dean just completed a pass to Huddy Kemp. PAT good. It's now Bluff 21, East Hall 20.
Pass is complete right in the middle of Dawson Gray. Dawson at the midfield. He caught it. Good pass. Good reception that time, Gary, by Dawson Gray. Had his body between him and the defender and made a good catch.
Yeah, well, it was North Hall's favorite down, third down.
Yep.
So, and they completed. Jaden Cohen made the tackle, but not before Gray picked up the first.
Down to the 49 of Dawson County. Sleeman hand off to Tumlin. Tumlin tries to fight through and only gets about a yard. He got knocked down at the 47, give him 2 yards, second down and 8.
That's a good form tackle by Paxton Phillips, 6-foot, 190-pound outside linebacker that time. You know, used to work on that in practice all the form tackle, they called it. You stick your head in there, wrap them up, take them down.
North Hall would like to score one more here before halftime, fellas. It's 1:50 left in the second quarter. Sleeman back to pass, got protection. Looks, throws it to the far side, kind of sidearm, completes. One man gets away, he does, at the 40 down to about the 35 before he's knocked down. Was that Dawson Gray again? Yeah. Went to the tight end, and Dawson split out wide, came back in, made the catch, and gets down to the 36, first and 10 for the Trojans.
Yeah, he flipped over Jaden Cohen that time, didn't he?
Yeah.
A little somersault over him.
But time management here, guys.
1:30 and running. North Hall with one or two timeouts left. I think they got two left. Four wideouts does have North Hall. One man in the backfield thanks to Sleeman. He's back to block, going to throw it over to the near side. Lindley, no, that's McGarvey. McGarvey, 30, down to the 25.
Number 8 for the reception.
Smith caught it around the 29 and gets down to about the 26. Another first down for the Trojans.
Yeah, he kind of slithered, didn't he, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of looking for a way that, can I get down the field? And before you know it, he got pushed out of bounds. But that's just a nice little pickup there. Another first down. You picked up, you needed, you know, 10 on first down, but you get about 14. Good field position.
Well, he wanted to get out of bounds right there, and he did the right thing by getting out of bounds there, Harper, because he cut the clock off with 1:12.
Yeah, 11 yards there on the pickup.
Four wideouts, balls on the near hash mark. Sleeman back to pass, looking, throws it in the middle, got a man behind him, touchdown, Cole Cable.
Oh, Cole Cable was so by himself.
Wow, Cole had a guy behind him. 25-yard touchdown catch. Jaden Cohen was behind him, but he was able to reach up there and grab it and pull it in right at the end zone line for the touchdown.
Yeah, he was behind him, but he was about 4 or 5 yards behind him. Cable just did a little hop up in the air, came down with that ball, took a couple of steps, end zone, 6 more points.
Walker Vining, son of Adam, grandson of Kathy and Seth. Kicks the extra point up and good. 28-0 Trojans with 1:07 left in the quarter.
And back at the kickoff in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered. So we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Falcai caught it at the 10. He's out to this side. They're going to have to drag him down from behind and push him out of bounds. Down around the 45. Good return. Coaches are all. Walker Davis made the grab. He had him up high. And the coaches wanted a horse collar. Jacob Falcai on the return. Jacob caught it on the far side at the 11, fellas, and brought it all the way to the near side and got a 35-yard return. Nice job by Jacob Falcai right there. Ball's on the near hash mark.
Well, it's been a treat for North Hall. I'm not sure Dawson County has been tricked here on Halloween. It's just been North Hall.
Well, North Hall's been nice and steady the whole time, too, Gary. They've mixed in the run, the pass, and one set of downs. They'll run it the whole time, then they'll pass it, so back and forth. Sorensen takes it, low snap, grabbed it, throws it over on the far side, complete over on the far side. That was to Paxton Phillips. Phillips going to get about 7, maybe 8 across midfield to the 48-yard line. Robbie Lee in on the tackle.
You know, Joe, go back to what Dawson said last week, how happy Jabo Shaw was about how they did things against Lincoln County. What can he do here at halftime to regroup in the second half?
They're going here in a hurry. Sorensen has it. Got receivers. He's going to step up in the pocket and run. One man misses him, then another guy for North Hall. He ran right into him, and North Hall's linebacker or defensive back came up there and leveled him. That was number 12, Parker Carlton. One of the backers came up and drilled him, but not before the first down. Good job by Sorensen to get the first down right there. Showing no fear, just ran right into him. First down at the 42. Going to throw it over to the near side, a little high, complete. Oh, he's going to be incomplete. He hit him low, and he dropped it. Ball's pass was incomplete over at Dylan Edwards. Dylan went up high, but before he came down, legs were taken out by number 44 in there.
Yeah, I thought he blew a knee out there. Good tackle, but he was extended. The ball was high. He was up as high as he could in the air. Looked like a basketball player ready for a tip-off. And unfortunately, while he's coming down, his legs end up getting taken out from underneath him. I thought his right knee was in the ground, but it wasn't, thank goodness. And he doesn't have to come out of the game.
15 seconds left, second down and 10 for the Tigers. Looking, throws it over the middle. Completed. Nice, wow, how nice catch. No, he's going to say incomplete.
No,
say
no he got it.
Now he caught it down there at the 31. Cash Watkins, first ball he's been caught tonight, number 8, timeout called by Dawson County.
We'll keep it right here. At halftime, we'll have all the highlights from the first half. We'll look at the scoreboard from across the area. And look ahead to the playoffs in 2 weeks. Again, we will not have a game for you next week. GHSA has the week off next week. They get ready for the playoffs on November the 14th. Tomorrow morning at 9:30 during the Saturday Morning Sports Show, Coach Sean Pender will join me live in our studios. You get a chance to see me talk with Coach Pender live with our video stream on YouTube at Team Glory Sports. That's tomorrow morning starting at 9:05. And Coach Pender joins me at 9:30 right here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Mike's giving us the week off. I'm going to Jekyll Island, so I'm going to stay an extra day and enjoy the ocean as long as it's not raining.
Come back tan and ready.
Well, if it's raining, you're going to come back?
Yeah, but I'm going to hide. I'm going to hibernate if I do. I might come to a baseball game wherever you guys are. That's right. All right. It's going to be first down and 10 balls at the 31-yard line. Dawson County has it with 10 seconds. Back to pass. Is Sorensen.
Oh,
he runs
what a play by
tackled.
Parker Carlton. My
wow.
goodness.
Parker came out of nowhere, Gary, and knocked him down for a 3-yard loss.
Well, he was going to throw the ball down to Paxton Phillips, was Brody Sorensen, and Parker got a piece of him right as he was getting ready to get rid of that football. I'm glad he held on to it, Sorensen.
Yeah, that was a jersey tackle right there, boys.
Yep.
It'll go as a sack, but trying to get you know, just enough of a rush consistently by North Hall has really put some added pressure on Sorensen for just about every throw that he's made here this first half.
Well, and Mike made a good point early on. When North Hall got up two touchdowns, they were able to start releasing and bringing the house, if you will, on defense, and that's really maybe, you know, flushed Sorensen out some, got him off his game some. 4 seconds left, last play. Dawson County called their last time out. They will go back out on the field. It's going to be second down, about 14 yards. But this will be the last play of the quarter. They've got three wide outs, a slot. One guy has a running back. Sorensen will take it. Back, rolls to the near side, looking, stops, throws it up high. Looking for a man, got a man down there. He might have a touchdown. Catch. Who's it going to be? They're going to make sure he's got it. It's Paxton Phillips. Incomplete, they say.
He just knocked it
out there again. Wow. How about that?
What a way to end the half.
Man alive.
Let's see if Gary can talk to Coach Sean Pender.
Yeah, Lindley just elevated, didn't he? We'll see if we can get something with Coach Pender right quick.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get out those routes.
Coach, pretty good half for you. You had a long drive, but you had some big plays, and your defense pitching a shutout.
Yeah, we're playing pretty good football right now. We just got to continue to do it for another half.
What's the main thing you're looking for after halftime?
Well, we just want to make sure we're finishing the game. I would like to be able to play the second half just like I did the first.
Well, if you do that, you're going to be all right.
We're going to be fine, yeah. We just got to, you know, one play at a time.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, that's Coach Sean Pender here at halftime. He is North Hall on top of Dawson County. We're back with the United Community Halftime Report in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
Live from Tiger Stadium in Dawsonville, Glory is on the road with you once again. The last game of the regular season has been all North Hall. They lead Dawson County 28-0 at halftime. But boy, they could have really changed the momentum with that last play that ended up being incomplete for Dawson County. It's been that kind of a first half for Jabo Shaw's team. North Hall won the opening toss. They decided to take the football on the opening kickoff. North Hall had a big play to start things off with a long pass play and then setting things up. The first touchdown of three in the first half by Allen.
First and goal. The ball's at the six. Wide out on the far side. Two backs. Tumbling and Carlton hand off to Allen. Allen, touchdown, went untouched.
Dawson County gets the football. They end up having to punt
back to North Hall, who got the football, drove down quickly again, and had a big play. This time the ball was stripped from the receiver, and it goes in through the end zone. Ends up being a touchback for the Tigers. We're still at 7-0 at that point. Dawson County comes in. They had a big third down play. They end up stalling on North Hall's 21-yard line as North Hall stopped them on fourth down and four. They got three, but were yards short. Trojans get the ball again, and again, big play. This time Parker Carlton going up the middle, almost scoring a touchdown, but he was stopped short. But then next thing you know, the Trojans score another touchdown.
3:30 and counting here in the quarter. You got Parker Carlton on the far side, hand off to Allen. Allen trying to shoot across there.
Oh,
touchdown, Trojans, I do believe. Yes.
North Hall up at that point 14-0. Then they had the long drive that took them in to the second quarter. Went about 8 minutes. Plus, it was an amazing drive for the Trojans. And they went run, 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 run. It capped off with this run.
Dawson Gray splits out wide to the near side. Ball's on the near hash mark. Going to hand it to Allen. Allen scoops in for the touchdown and scores from 2 yards out. With 6:27, makes it 20-0 Trojans.
With a PAT by Walker, Vining made it 21-0 at that point. And then North Hall, they're not through again. They have another chance to score a touchdown.
Fleeman back to pass, looking, throws it in the middle, got a man behind him, touchdown, Cole Cable.
Great pass there from Sleeman to Cole Cable. Trojans lead 28-0. You think about it, without that fumble that went through the end zone for the touchback, North Hall might have a running clock here in the second half. They have been so efficient with all of their plays here in the first half. We'll have the first half stats coming up from Jody Kenny, who's the statistician for North Hall. They do it better than anybody around. We'll have all that for you. And you say, okay, not only has been impressive scoring 28 points, but how they've been doing it in the first half, guys.
Well, yeah. They've mixed it up, Harper, going back and forth.
I'm pretty impressed with North Hall's speed, their strength up front, and more than anything, Mike, just the precision. They're not putting the ball on the ground. They're hitting holes at the right time. They're gaining by pushing themselves forward when they land. I mean, everything, it seems, is going in their direction. And Dawson County's defense, the coordinator was over there. He was getting a little upset at some of the guys, you know, make a play. And it's not easy to do when you're getting bullied by the big offensive line that North Hall has, and they're just playing very well. They're playing like a team that's 9-0.
And they're all seniors, too. And that just shows that here they are playing their last regular season game of their careers, Harper, and they're going against style in my mind.
Yeah, when you set a goal early in the year that you go, okay, this is what we want to do. And whatever that goal is, you want to win one game or you want to win all 10 of them, it doesn't matter. But I think especially the leadership from your seniors going, we're not going to let anything or anybody get in our way. And they're playing like that tonight. You know, it's not an easy team that they're going against. And Dawson County has some fire in them. They want to win. They need to desperately. And unfortunately, they're going against a juggernaut right now in North Hall's offense.
And they've done it in different ways. That one drive you mentioned where they didn't pass the football still surprised me, and they just went downfield against the Tigers.
Yeah. They didn't need to throw it. Now, the last drive of the half, everything was in the air. So it's very interesting to me how North Hall is learning about themselves in a way that, can we score if we need to quickly? Can we take 8 minutes off the clock and or something similar to that and still get a touchdown? Yes, they're able to do that as well.
For region,
that's one thing, Mike, but you get in the playoffs, you need to be able to see that as well.
Here's the scary thing. And tomorrow morning we'll talk with Coach Sean Penn. I'll get with Jody Kenny. We'll find out. The field of 32 playing for the state championship. Right now it's Jefferson and North Hall, 1-2 in the state. And we'll get a score for you hopefully here in a few minutes for Oconee County and Jefferson. North Hall's right there at the top. If you finish the top two teams, you're at home throughout the semifinals going to the state championship at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. North Hall has had a jersey hanging in their locker room all season long with the number 15. They had, in their mind, 15 victories they wanted this season, and they were looking at 10 here. And it'll be only, the third time in school history they've had 10 wins a season. Last time was back in 2007. All these guys weren't even born at that time, which still is amazing for me from that standpoint.
Here we talk about Halloween. The scary thing is there's a possibility, and I think it's a real possibility, it could be Dawson County and North Hall in round one of the state playoffs in 2 weeks at North Hall.
Yeah, possibility exists. And then here's another thing you want to think of just in terms of North Hall and getting that 15th victory. You get a couple of weeks off. You know, you don't have to play for 2 weeks. You get to heal up. You get to, you know, go out there in shorts and just work on your speed and try to get your bearings back again. And the big guys get to work out a little bit and not have to hit each other, you know, like you would in 2 days. You know, you're really going to heal up, and hopefully that extra rest that you get. Now, every team gets it, right, before the first round, but if you get a bye or, you know, whatever the situation is, especially for a home game, you don't have to travel. Quite advantageous. You want to take advantage of that.
Well, coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM, we continue with the United Community Halftime Show live in Dawsonville. We'll have the scoreboard around the area and also look at those halftime stats and more coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308. EMC
Security. Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
And we're back here at Tiger Stadium in Dawsonville as we're on the road with you this week here on 97.5 Glory FM. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Harper LaBelle, Mike Warford with you. Again, join me tomorrow morning for the Saturday Morning Sports Show. We'll talk high school, college, and pro sports starting at 9:05 and just past 9:30. Coach Sean Pender of North Hall will join me live in studio. You get a chance to see that online on our YouTube channel at Team Glory Sports tomorrow morning and right here on 97.5 Glory FM. This game has been all North Hall. Trojans leading 28-0. Let's go back to our studios in Gainesville and get some halftime scores around the area. Here's we've got Nathan Laddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mike. Taking a look at the Longstreet Cafe scoreboard at the half. Down at GAC, it is Greater Atlanta Christian on top of Chesapeake 28-7. Mike, as Ron Poole would say, a slobber knocker at Valhalla. Cherokee Bluff on top of East Hall 35-28. That's at the half.
Wow.
Lumpkin County on top of Pickens County 21-3 at the half. Oglethorpe on top of Banks County 21-7. That is at the half. In the second quarter, it's the most current score is White County 28, Johnson 0. Buford on top of Mill Creek 10-3. I know that's a big one. Jackson County 32 to Habersham Central 0. Commerce 24-0 over Providence Christian.
Ooh, big one.
Let's see. And that completes the scoreboard with our game 28-0 North Hall over Dawson County at the half.
If you can try to get a score, it may be difficult. Maybe the game in the GIAA state playoffs of Lakeview Academy and Piedmont Academy. That's a big ball game over at Lakeview, Joe, as you well know. First time ever playing at home in the state playoffs, looking for the first ever win in the state playoffs there for the Lions.
Yeah, that'd be huge for them. If they could
win that game tonight. Lee Coleman, you talk about really an exciting group.
And, oh, yes.
And they've got a good fan base, and that'd be really cool if they were to win tonight. I'm trying to see if I can see one.
If they win.
It says right here, Lakeview, who they playing tonight?
Piedmont Academy.
They're up 7-6 in the first quarter, according to this.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, if they win, they would advance on to the second round. Next week, could play the top team to stay in the GIAA at Class AAA, the Trojans of John Millage Academy down in Milledgeville. And, again, that'd be something big for them coming up next week. In that Cherokee Bluff East Hall game, East Hall had missed a PAT and were leading 20-14. Then the Bears came back, scored two unanswered touchdowns, make it 28-20. Then here comes Jamarcus Harrison with a big touchdown pass. They convert the two-point PAT, tied at 28, and then it was the Bears scoring late with seconds left in the first half to take a 35-28 lead there at halftime. You can sort of tell the urgency between those two teams, Joe, about knowing they got to win to make the playoffs.
Exactly. That's big to make it right there. And, you know, the game over in Lumpkin County, to be beating Pickens after what Dawson County did to them up there last week, that's a big one for both of those teams. So a lot of stuff going on around the area tonight, Mike. Comes down to the last game of the season, and that East Hall, you know, Cherokee Bluff game, as Coach Turner told you, is going to come down to the last quarter of the last game, and sure enough, that's what's happening.
And you look around the area in that Jackson County Habersham Central game, that's for the Region 8 Quinte Championship. It'll be the first title for Jackson County since they started football back in 1980. For Buford, looking for another Region 8 6A Championship. And, oh, by the way, there's state softball action going on today as we get ready for the state titles to be determined tomorrow, as you had Cherokee Bluff girls playing today in the Final Four. Same thing for Buford. North Hall was eliminated earlier today in a walk-off hit by Pickens, 3-2. The Trojans lose that second game there down in Columbus. So we've got a chance for some state champions here again in the local area, especially with Cherokee Bluff with what they're doing with their girls softball team. The girls volleyball team from Bluff, they fell at Lake Point earlier this week to Whitewater. They finished number two in the state. Next Saturday, basketball starts off for the 2025-2026 season. Next Saturday with some showcases all across the North Georgia area. It's going to be interesting to see how teams play, especially with boys' teams, with what's going on right now with football going on. And I was telling Joe on the way over here, I don't think you're going to see that much anymore in the future, because wins are going to be so important in all sports, especially basketball. Why would you dare schedule somebody and you just take a loss there in November and December, then try to catch up? You're already behind the eight ball, you would say, from that standpoint, trying to catch up when region play starts.
Yeah, exactly right. And not to change sports right back, but I've got the stats in from Jody and the group here. North Hall with 305 total yards in the first half.
Wow.
And 88 for Dawson County.
Wow.
14 rush of 16 yards. 72 yards passing, 7 of 11 by Sorensen. 9 of 12, 186 for Sleeman. 17 rushes, 119 yards for North Hall. 11 first downs to Dawson, 6 for North Hall. Look up on the other side here. You got Carlton, of course, he had the long run. 3 rushes, 75 yards. Justin Allen, 6 for 22 with 3 touchdowns. Wyatt tumbling, 4 for 11. Sleeman, 9 of 12, 186 in the TD. Cable, 2 catches, 103 yards, 1 TD. McCloskey, 1 for 28, and then the fumble. Gray, 2 for 27. McGarvey, 3 for 20. McBrayer, 2 rushes, 20 yards. One of those was a 19-yard run, though. Brody Sorensen, 7-11, 72 yards. Paxton Phillips, 2 catches for 34 yards. There's your stats at the half.
And can you say impressive?
Yeah. I mean, Harper, they just played complete when they got the ball. Other than that one fumble after the catch down there, they've really they played very together, whether you say a three or four play drive or a long sustained drive. They've done it all in the first half.
And they haven't, in my opinion, broken a sweat, if you know what I mean. It's been so smooth, and it's worked so easily. It's almost as if they practiced for this all season long, right,
yeah,
Joe?
I mean, exactly.
They're very good at what they do, and and they see things on film. They're ready for it in game time, and they're certainly proving it here. 300 and how many yards?
305.
Goodness gracious. I mean, they average 500, just under 500 a game, and they're well above that here for the first half.
You might say you're talking about smooth, but you said it's almost like a fresh jar of Skippy, you know, from that standpoint. And Jeff, that's how they played today.
I'm a Jeff man. It's a lot smoother than Skippy, so there you are.
Here at halftime, it is North Hall 28, Dawson County nothing. We got much more for you here on the United Community Halftime Report, live from Dawsonville on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family is assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon, receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
And the teams are back out getting ready for their three-minute warm-up here to start the second half. Harper Bell's not going to be able to join me tomorrow morning, so let's talk a little sports here from the standpoint. Harper, there's some big college football games tomorrow, but how was went on in college football this week?
Well, if you still get to keep your job as a coach, that's good. If you don't, they're going to let you know really quick, Mike, because the December 1st deadline for your first signing date for the high school eligible kids that are eligible for college, obviously, you got to have somebody, you got to have your staff together, and you know, it's a buyout and a very expensive process now, isn't it, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. And you, when you get a state's governor getting involved, that's something. I heard James Franklin's about to become the new head coach at Virginia Tech. We'll see what Georgia Tech can do tomorrow. They're playing at NC State, which really, I love that ballpark. They're on the state fairgrounds there in North Carolina. It's always something to see a game up there. While Georgia, Joe's playing Florida tomorrow.
3:30 kickoff. Sorry for you YouTube TV folks. You won't be able to watch unless you go to your local favorite restaurant and watch it on their TV, because YouTube has a contract dispute going on. And so, but hey, you can listen to it, and that's what I always do is I listen to Scott and the guys talk, and hopefully Georgia can pull out a win. If they lose to Florida this year, I may not listen to the last game of the year, Mike.
Well, the interim coach.
Well, hey,
like
the last game of this year, watch out. Tech is undefeated for the first time in forever.
I've already told a couple of my friends that are Tech fans that we won't win this year.
You don't think so?
No, Georgia won't. No, it's at the Dome, and yeah, that's our extra house.
As Larry would say, really there's no way.
There's no way.
You know there's no way we're going to win.
That's right.
Yeah, Larry. I will tell you this. So if Tech runs it, watch out for their coach being a very high consideration for one of these prestige jobs. Because you got LSU, you got Penn State, There's a couple other openings. Colorado State's open, even for that. Let's just take that into consideration.
UCLA.
And what you're going to do is you're going to say, well, the guy that we want is Lane Kiffin, for example.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm imagining that Lane Kiffin is going to get an offer from the Ole Miss folks within a couple of days that's going to say, what's it going to take to keep you here? His agent's probably entertaining that right now. Now, if Lane Kiffin wants to leave and go to the school of his choice, I think he's going to be able to opt out in a way that it won't cost him or the school nearly as much money as it
could. But Harper, could he go to the NFL?
Possibly, if that's what he wants. I mean, if he stays at Ole Miss, let's say they win it this year, he'll have a statue. And you know what I mean? You don't get that in a lot of places.
Well, so, I know the Tuies can pay him whatever he wants to get paid there, but you know, I'm thinking about also down the road in Atlanta, if something happens like last week, maybe some changes down there in Atlanta coming up next week, too.
Possibly, Mike. I'm just...
You're over. I know. I am, too.
No. Not that. I'm just saying from a coaching change perspective, would you really want to bring in a guy that's never coached at the professional level before?
Urban Meyer.
Well, you know, I've heard your team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, I've heard that you're going to have a coaching change, a managerial change, as soon as the season is over. You're talking about somebody who never has been a manager before, maybe taking over for that team. Who knows analytics? They want young guys, you know, not the seasoned baseball veterans that you've seen throughout the years.
Well, young guys don't hit curveballs, and young guys don't have to play 162 games. You get guys that are veterans, and how you manage them, and
you know, those who
some
can't...
guys make great coordinators, Mike. Let's go back to football
yes,
for a second.
Uh-huh.
And they shouldn't be head coaches, but
yes.
They take the money and they run.
Uh-huh.
And that's always a challenge. The reason we're delayed, folks, someone on halftime, I'm not sure if it was a band member. Can you tell?
It looks like a band member. That's what I've been watching there.
Yeah, and a ball or a player ran into him, and there's someone that seriously laying down now. And,
they're putting the air cast on their leg.
Oh, my.
And you got not EMT yet, but they've got trainers from both sides. You got AD was down there with
them. Officer to try to say, what do we need to do?
Yeah, trying to find the shortest way out.
Thanks, you know, the athletic director here, one of our friends, Bradley Fowler, and their SRO, Vic Gasaway, longtime friend, and boy, you hate to see that.
Talking with looks like mom or sister may be down there, kind of helping direct traffic there. I don't see the EMS wagon. It was down at the far end, but they may have had to leave.
The closest place would be up 400 to the new Lumpkin campus of NGEMC.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, you got to watch those inadvertent player hits.
Well, and you know the play. Yeah, you got to get if you're a spectator or a band member, you got to get out of the way. That's for sure. And the football players are out there; they're warming up. You got to get out of their way, and it looks like.
Tell the trombone player for the Stanford band when Cal Berkeley scored that touchdown many, many years ago. My high school quarterback was on the field that day. He was a holder for backup quarterback for John Elway, and they kicked the field goal to go ahead, and then kicked off and. So he was a little bit of history right there from that perspective. But back to the coaching perspective, Mike. What I find interesting this year is that it's happening so early.
Yes.
You know, middle of the season, sometimes only after a couple of games. You've got the chancellor. There's a board of directors. There's a certain number of why is Dawson County going into the locker room?
I'm not sure. I think they might be going down there to warm up some more. Stay a little loose.
Yeah,
it is cold.
Yeah, it's chilly. I noticed my breath there a second ago. I think they're trying to work it out.
That's because you need some mitts, Joe. That has nothing to do with the cold, does it?
I got my cough drops right there.
There's frost in the pumpkin coming down. There's a frost advisory in effect for the entire area after midnight this evening.
Okay.
Well, hey, don't forget, too, you know, you're flying, but the time changes tomorrow night also, so you're going to lose an hour of sleep or fall back tomorrow night before you get ready for it.
You're going to lose four hours, aren't you?
Yeah. I get to lose four. You guys only get to lose one.
That's right.
No. You get an extra hour.
Yeah, we get the hour.
You fall back.
Spring forward, you fall back. So it's going to be 2 o'clock all over again.
At 2 o'clock Sunday morning, it suddenly becomes 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, that's right. Yeah. But you do fall back. Don't say it, but you fall back.
Yeah.
You don't fall forward?
No.
Spring back. I don't know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Somebody said that.
I just do what Google tells me to do, I guess, right?
Just leave it at sun time the way that God
intended. Here comes the
EMT.
EMT looks like maybe, yeah. Yeah, they're coming out there. It's a weird looking EMT
ambulance
truck.
That looks like a F-350.
Yeah, it does with something on the back end of it. I don't know what it is, but they're going to bring it out on the field. And I thought they'd put her on the little cart and take her down there, but they're letting the cart. The good thing about this AstroTurf, Gary, is they can come out on the field with those vehicles and it doesn't tear them up. Back in the old days, you couldn't do that. It'd rut it up too much.
Oh, the principal of the school and the head groundskeeper?
Yeah.
He'd get on the track.
Yep. They're probably going to put them in the wagon there because it's a.
It's the EMS. It's the fire truck.
It's a fire truck, but they're going to put them probably in the back seat and take them because they can turn their lights on and go.
Yeah, there's a king cab.
Yeah.
So.
They've got a double cab there, and they're going to put them on the backboard and put them in. Of course, the truck's in between us and them now, so our prayers are with that person that got unfortunately knocked down over there.
Hey, Mike, does it surprise you that there are 9 teams from the SEC that are ranked in the top 20?
Yes.
Top 20, not 25. 9 teams in the top 20. Ohio State, Indiana are 1 and 2, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 13, 14. Just amazing how many good teams there are. And some big games tomorrow, obviously.
Yeah.
Tennessee and Oklahoma is one of the big ones. Uh-huh. Vanderbilt's in a big game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ole Miss. Joe already mentioned the Bulldogs. So,
again, how many of those teams are going to make it into the playoff? That's going to be something, you know, with 4 games left.
Right now, I think you've got Ohio State and Indiana and everybody else. I think those are 2 of the best teams in the country, maybe the 2 best teams in the country. Then you got a whole bunch of people who kind of jammed up in there. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the college football playoffs at the end of the season.
Wesleyan on top of whoever they're playing 21-7.
And they need to win, according to what Jody said, to help North all out. Because, again, this PSR, we'll find out all details about that. You're talking about needing a technical degree to figure what's going on.
For real.
That's where it's gotten.
That's for sure.
Well, we got a Jefferson Oconee County update.
Have we got one or you
not
got
yet.
One?
I'll give it to you because that's a big thing. That's for the Region 8 AAA Championship.
Okay, the EMT truck's just now pulling in back yonder, so we'll see what they're going to do now as far as loading them up here and doing what they need
to
do.
Well, they got him in the fire truck.
Got him in there already?
Yeah, he's in there.
Again, over here, it's a volunteer service over here in Dawson County.
Yeah.
Well, the World Series was scoreless in the third inning.
Gary's pulling for the Dodgers, and so am I.
Yeah, I just because of Freddie. I don't really have a dog.
Oh, please.
I don't really have a dog.
Sorry, Harper, but please, no. Not because of Freddie, but because of everybody else.
I'm pulling for him because it's an American team. You know, first time in 32 years that a Canadian team's won a World Series game.
Last time was against?
Probably the Braves.
Yes, it was. 1993.
Yeah. That was Toronto also, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yep.
They went back-to-back, didn't they, Mike?
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Yeah,
against?
Phillies and Braves.
There you go.
Yep.
And Harper's also our baseball expert here. You know, he just channels Vin Scully. And we get a chance to talk about, you know, stories. And it's really something to talk with baseball here.
And second, you're over Lanier 14-7, Mike.
So I can say go Jaguars for Tony Lottie. Be their first trip to the state playoffs. They could pull off that one. They'd be the number 4 team. And in Quinte, Joe, they go 1, 2, 3, and 4, they automatically make it like it used to be.
North Oconee on Walnut Grove, 24-0. Raven on top of Elbert, 21-14.
Stevens County is leading East Jackson. And Joe, in that one, because of Hebron Christian and Prince Avenue, the best Stevens is going to do is be probably maybe a 20 seed. Mm-hmm. It's around there because, you know, you get those top 2 seeds are gone because of Hebron and Prince Avenue. And it's okay.
Right.
Then where you go fall in those teams in Region 8AA.
Exactly. Well, they finally cleared the person off the field. They're going to move them from one spot over to the EMT truck and take them on to the ambulance. Godspeed and good luck to you on that.
Yeah, prayers with them. Hope nothing's bad.
Again, hopefully we'll go up 400 to NGMC Lumpkin and get a good report.
Well, speaking of Freddie Freeman, it's nice to know he was too old to play for the Braves anymore.
Exactly. Hey, Gary, speaking of too old, Jefferson's 14-3 on top of Oconee County.
Okay. that's going about like I expected it would.
Buford on top of Mill Creek, 13-3.
That was for the 8-6A championship.
The Adams Smashers are beating Jenkins.
That is Johnson of Savannah. All right, now we get ready for the second half kickoff. North Hall will kick off to Dawson County, and Nathan tells me. Let's go back to the studio for a top of the hour ID. You're tuned to 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Back here at Tiger Stadium, they knock it all the way back to the 3 as Walker Vining gets it back out to the 22, 23-yard line. So about a 20-yard return that time. Looked to be by number 28. I do believe it was on the carry, bringing it back out there. That was...
And Reed Baumgartner and the punter. I mean, the punter and the kicker. Walker Vining in on that stop.
Yeah, number 28. That would be Bannister.
Buddy Clark. Buddy Clark.
Aiden Bannister was the guy that returned that kick for Dawson County.
And Buddy Clark with the tackle.
Buddy Clark with the tackle. First and 10 on the balls on the 22-yard line. Dawson County. Sorensen with one man back there puts Weaver in motion. Got a hand to Weaver on the end around. He's tackled. Oh, no, he got out of it. Had him in a headlock and got out of it. Now Weaver comes to this side of flag coming in. He gets whacked right there at the 24-yard line. A pink flag at the 23.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a hold or a block in the back.
Wade Haynes ran him out of bounds. Hit him right there on the sideline. Knocked him out of bounds. Probably going to be a hold is what I'm looking at on the initial carry. That's going to be a holding on Dawson County.
And that was after he broke loose, Joe, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had already got away from that tackle on the far side. He went under, ducked under, guy hit him around the head, and boom, he got under it, came back to this side, and came as he was running to the sideline here. So they'll lose 10 yards back to the 12, spotted to 13, yeah.
I don't know if you heard me, but Walker Vining, the kicker, got in on that last
time. Yeah, that's when I said, Walker Vining? What in the world?
Yeah.
Gotta talk to him and see what you know.
Hey, Granddad, see, I can do other things and kick.
I'm surprised he's probably telling him, don't do that again.
Sorensen almost got tackled in the backfield, and he's going to run into a couple other white jerseys right there. At the 15, the ball came out. No, he just kept falling forward there, Gary, and fell across the 15 to the maybe, you know, he's going to be smarter at the 15-yard line.
Well, yeah. He earned every step of that. He got hit four or five times there pretty hard there.
Yeah, Jacob,
North Hall's defense.
Jacob Wright hit him, and then big Dawson Reed hit him. You got some 230, 240-pound people knocking on you. And, you know, they put a lot of hats on the ball every down.
Yeah, they do.
North Hall does.
Second down, about 16, 17 yards to go. Sorensen back, going to throw it over to this side, complete out to about the 24. That was Gunner Weaver, nice catch. And Wade Haynes come up and made the tackle. Him and Buddy Clark gave him about 7. He got back. Inside the stick there, it's going to be third down and 8 now. Ball's on the 24-yard line.
And they've had 30 long throughout the first half down into the second half, Drew.
10:38 now in the quarter. Dawson County with the football. Third down at their own 24. Back to pass is Sorensen. Looking to pass, throws it complete on the far side. Got the first down to the 34. Paxton Phillips that time. Threw it in there, and Walker Davis. And number 2, Noah Kemp, in on the tackle. He got the first down out to the 34-yard line.
Yeah, Kemp just kind of climbed up his back that time, didn't
mm-hmm.
he?
First down and 10 for the Tigers. They'd like to have a good little drive right here, Harper, to start off this second half. Hand off to Maddie. Maddie's not going to get anything. He got tripped up by Parker Carlton, and he fell forward and got back to the original line of scrimmage.
But, Joe, the big thing is how much time are these drives going to take for the Tigers?
Exactly.
They got to shut out North Hall in the second half.
They got to shut them out, and they really can't have 8-minute, you know, long drives because then you use up, you know, over half the quarter. So that's awful tough to do that.
Plus, yeah, then after you do an 8-minute drive, then you got to give it to the other guy, and he keeps it for a long time.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you're right.
Second down and 10, 3 wide outs, 1 guy in a slot, Sorensen. Claps, gets the football, throws to this side, Complete Gunner Weaver. Great catch at the 40-yard line. Caught that and ran out of bounds right at the 40. He got about six, maybe seven, in the third down and four. Give him six.
Simple out route, but just what a nice catch. He had to leave his feet to get up high enough, both hands to cradle underneath it. Nice reception, and takes himself out of bounds to stop the clock.
And can you see why they moved him from quarterback to receiver?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very athletic move.
Well, Sorensen's just a sophomore, and Weaver is a junior. So I see, you know, they got that whole another year together too, Michael.
They're a young football team, Joe.
Three wide outs, a slot, Maddie in the backfield. And look, take a good hold, long look at the coaches. 4-3-2, snap it with one. Back to pass, Sorensen far side, complete. Right down to the 48, Paxton Phillips again. Noah Kemp giving a little bit too much yardage right there, playing back to prevent a long one there, Harper, and he got six and got the first down out to the 48.
Yeah, you would have loved to have started the game with a drive like this, but, you know, you wait 24 minutes later. Very good. They corrected some things at halftime, and so far so good here with this drive here in the first time that they've got it in the second half.
8:34, Sorensen comes to this side, throws it incomplete. Looking for number three that time, Dylan Edwards. Harwood was breathing down his neck, but he threw it a little too
far out front. I mentioned momentum. Think about they scored a touchdown in the first half.
Yeah, exactly. If they could have scored then, come back and do that two-for-one, as I like to call it.
And they were close, too.
That's what you call it? You call it two-for-one?
Two-for-one.
Yeah,
that's right.
Two possessions, one score?
Mm-hmm.
Or two possessions,
two scores?
Two
possessions, back to score, back-to-back. And, well, I guess I could do two-for-two, couldn't I?
That's what I'm saying. You call it whatever you call it.
Matty gets it, bounces out to the far side. Ooh, and he got racked. Parker Carlton again came up and whacked him right there, Gary.
Laid him out. They're going for it. And when Kemp was defending on that pass a minute or so ago, he gave up a little bit too much yardage, Joe, and when he made the tackle, he was reaching over the receiver's shoulder. Looked like he was trying to knock the ball away.
Parker Carlton with a huge tackle right there. Only gave up about a yard, according to the sticks, 7:55 and running. Three wide outs, a slot. Most of this side, the Sorensen looks. Got a white jersey coming on. Wade Hayes, number 17 is back there, Walker Davis. And held on, got the sack.
He just had to eat that. There wasn't anything to do.
Yep. Walker back there in a hurry, makes the tack. That's going to be the third sack on the night. A 10-yard loss back to the 39. So it'll be fourth down and 19.
Well, just when we said, hey, this is a really good-looking drive, North Hall kind of
stiffens
up and says, not anymore, fellas. We don't like what you're saying on the radio. We're going to make a punt.
McBrayer with a punt. Nice high punt. You're going to have a man come up and grab it at the 29. That's going to be Lindleaf across the far side to 40, 45, 50, 45, 40 down the sideline. Tries to get by a guy down to the 25. Is there laundry on the field?
Yep.
There
two
is.
Of them, three of them. Three
Harper
plays.
Says we got laundry, so it should be not something good for North Hall, blocking the back or whatever. So
Owen
either
Wooten
way.
Just got leveled over there on the sideline near Gary, number 48.
Yeah.
Lost his helmet.
Right here.
They just got to quit making mistakes on these special teams.
Mm-hmm. The flag's going to be right there at the 40-yard line, so a good return by Cole Inleaf. He got to the 40, then there was a flag right there, and it'll be a 15 from there, so the North Hall will start in their own territory. But it's still a big return by Inleaf.
Now only a 33-yard punt, and he just about negated every bit of that.
Yep.
But now it's going to come back a little bit, so it's still going to be North Hall's ball. Plenty of time left in the third, so they could tack on another score. We might get that running clock if Dawson County's not careful.
Lynn Leifert Jr., and the ball is going to be pushed all the way back to the 42. Is that what I'm seeing there? Yeah.
Yes.
42-yard line. First and 10 right there for the Trojans.
From where they threw the flag, that's almost a 20-yard penalty. Yeah, they moved the ball back to the 46.
So. Yeah, going to be they're bringing it back out to the 46-yard line now.
The officials wanted to have a redo on their math test, and they got it right.
6:58 in the quarter. North Hall leads it by four scores. One man in motion, they pitch to him. That's Cable coming around the near side to 45 to 50. A little bit of a slot push, one man out of the way across the 45 down to the 43-yard line. It'll be a first down. We got a flag.
Yeah, and when he came around, Sleeman just kind of hung it up there, and he just plucked it out of the air on the end around.
Yeah. Cable caught it, took off this direction, and with the flag, and now the umpire and the white hat are talking about it. It's going to probably go, yep, personal foul, face mask on North Hall. So it's going to go back.
An offensive face mask. That's interesting. That's you rare. Mentioned that Justin Allen got pushed in the side. Cole Cable says, get out of my way. Yep. You're at the end of the run. I need you to move forward a little bit quicker, young man, and pushed him down. And I don't think Allen liked that very much, but that's what teamwork is all about.
Lined up losing all the way back to the 38. So it's going to be first down and 19 now for the Trojans. 6:52 left in the third quarter. Offense goes to the far side. Play clock is started. Plenty of time on it. Sleeman with Justin Allen behind him. Four wideouts. Ball's on the near hash mark. North Hall all in white. Dawson in burgundy. Back to passes. Sleeman all kinds of time. Got Cable open. Cable caught it at the 47 of Dawson County. He's hurt. He's down on the ground and holding a leg and kind of writhing in pain. Already took his helmet off right there. Out on the field.
Well, he was a little bit up in the air when Cohen hit him.
Yep.
A little bit off balance. That's always bad.
Going to be second and four when we come back. But right now, Cable down on the field on the far side. Michael?
And with a score, North Hall 28, Dawson County nothing. We're back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Back here at Tiger Stadium, 6:06 and clock's running. Cole Cable was assisted off the field. Find out later how he is. Two wideouts, two backs. Going to hand off to Carlton. Carlton, far side, got the first down across the 40, 40, 35, down to about the 31-yard line.
Boy, he hit that turf, and it was like he was on a slip and slide.
It's got a little sheen to it from up here, and you probably feel a lot better, Gary, down there, but he went around Hawthorne and Gray that time and got the first down easily.
Here's a score for you, Joe. Now 42-28 Bluff on top of East Hall, third quarter.
Two scores. Smith McGarvey in the game now, splitting out at a receiver position.
That's been kind of the for the bike. Yeah, they start fast and can't finish.
McGarvey right over the middle. Sleeman hits his man right in stride at the 40, knocked down. That's Dawson Gray. Dawson gets up a little slow. I tell you what, Dawson is hitting him. Dawson County is hitting the North Hall players hard. Dawson Gray gets up and got the wind knocked out of him. Yeah, I do believe on that one.
Catches the ball maybe above the shoulder pads, and when he brings it down, he gets it around his belly, and then he got hit right at the same time. So it's not really the football player that made contact with him. It's the football that knocked the air out of his belly.
Well, that's what happens when you fall on it.
That's right. You got two men out wide on the near side. That's McCloskey, McGarvey. One man out on the far. Sleeman hands it off to a man. He takes it right up the middle down to about the 10-yard line. Who is that masked man?
Parker
Carlton. Look at that. Another. It's going to be awfully close. It's about a yard short, half a yard short of the first down.
But any score here, Joe, makes a running clock in the fourth quarter.
Yes, it does.
Tremendous leg drive that time by Parker.
Parker's strong.
You see that? I mean, he turned around and went forward, and he turned around and went backward, backing into him with those legs just churning.
We've seen several running backs that keep those legs moving well this year.
But again, you cannot tell he was injured early this year, thank goodness.
Allen in the backfield. Sleeman to pass. Got a man open, and he's covered up. McGarvey caught it right inside the end zone for the touchdown.
So Smith McGarvey gets his first touchdown in a while for the Trojans.
You know, that was a neat pass. I mean, that was a pinpoint pass right there. I mean, he put it right in him, right at the edge of the end zone.
He did a nice job. Smith had his defender on his back, and he threw it really in a good spot, did Alex. He was able to catch it right there and get the score. Walker Vining to attempt his fifth extra point, and it is up a little chip shot, and it is good. 35-0 North Hall with 4:35 remaining.
We got more here from Dawsonville in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Bushton, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Hey, got somebody else.
Yeah, Walker Davis goes down after hitting on the tackle that time. It looked like Falcon on the return. Caught it around the 15, got out to about the 24, and then was gang tackled about the 23, then gang tackled by several white jerseys, including Walker Davis. He got up slow, but he got up. That's the main thing right there. Sandy Creek on top of their opponent, 28-17. I know that's got some bearing.
No, it is a lot with North Austin. They're playing Troop. That's a big surprise.
Yep, 28-17, Sandy Creek over Troop. Sorensen hands off and almost tackled in the backfield right there by, looked like Wade Hayes that time, almost brought him down.
Joe, that Sandy Creek game with Troop, that's two top 10 teams playing for the region championship.
Yep. Playing for the region championship, as Mike just said. Scrolling on down, I'm trying to watch some other scores. 39-0, Jackson County will capture their first region championship.
In 46 seasons, Joe.
Sorensen back to pass, got a man coming on and makes the sack right there. Looked like number 43, Daniel Guevara.
Yeah.
In on the sack.
6'1", 215-pound defensive lineman. Just grabbed him around the waist, spun him around, and took him to the turf.
Chesterton trying to make a little noise down at GAC. It's 35-15 now. Gladiators winning that one.
Spartans.
I saw the Gladiator here. That's why I said that. My bad. I'll look for some more in a minute. Dawson County with the football. Sorensen, two wideouts, three wideouts, one man in motion. That's Maddie. Looking, going to throw to the far side, a little inside tunnel screen. Got it to Weaver. Weaver going to get about 3 yards out to the 26-yard line, brought down by several white jerseys, including number 13, Michael Donatelli, in on the tackle for the Trojans.
There were two games last night, of course. Flying Branch winning over Cedar Shoals 42-8, and it was West Hall falling to Monroe Area 52-0.
Oh, have to punt again. This will be Falcon back to punt this time for Dawson County. Jacob barely got it off from a man coming in there. Fair catch signal at the 42. And that was number four, Cole Lindleaf, and North Hall take over at their own 42-yard line with 2:34 left here in the third quarter.
32-yard punt, no return, and North Hall's got a chance to tack on some more here at the end of the third period.
And, Mike, didn't you say a few minutes ago if the score stays like it is, the running clock in the fourth quarter, correct?
Yes, 30-point lead is the running clock.
You know, Cedar Shoals and Clark Central, either one, didn't have very good years this year. I can remember when they both used to be pretty good.
Not Clark, anymore, buddy.
Clark was usually a little better, but
that's when you had Billy Henderson.
Cedar went winless.
Yep.
All right, Trojans got some guys swapping in and out and in and out. McCloskey comes back in. McGarvey's in. Wide out on the far side. Looks to be like Cable. Maybe Lindley, no, it's Lindley. They're going to throw it short to McGarvey. McGarvey underneath at the 50, knocked out of bounds right at midfield. It'll be short of the first down by about 2 yards.
Holtzclaw knocks him out.
Sleeman's got a quick release, doesn't he?
He does. Very nice quick release, and McGarvey did a nice job sprinting across that time, catching that one, getting about seven, eight yards on first down.
Real wide variety of plays that they're calling here as well. You know, lots of crossing routes or hitting a guy out in the flat. There's a really depth to the playbook that they're bringing out here tonight. You haven't seen the same play five or six times. They're very creative the way that they're moving the ball offensively, North Hall is.
Second and three, give off to Allen. I believe he's not going to get maybe a yard, if that much. He's stopped by a host of burgundy jerseys right there. One of those guys is number 54, Tripp Furstenall. One of the defensive ends comes up and in on the tackle guy. Give him a yard. It's third and two now.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a different wrinkle. They usually use him in a little short yardage,
yep,
goal line kind of situation. Just wanted to see what he could do with a lot of green in front of him. And that time the Dawson defense was up to the task as we hit the 35-second mark in the third quarter.
13 on the play clock, 32-31 on the game clock. One wide out on the far side, one guy kind of in short. That's Jacob Adams out in a slot position. Two backs. Going to hand off to Allen. Allen trying to get through there. He got the first down, and they're pulling him backwards. But the forward progress is going to get him to the 46 and give him a first down. Oh, we got a penalty on the ball. Illegal procedural, yep, back him up.
And Sean Pender doesn't like it.
No.
He's been in the ear of the side judge.
I see him over there talking to him.
I think that was the one that gave me some bubble gum a while ago.
14 seconds left. That'll back North Hall up. It'll still be third down, but now it's going to be third and about 12 with 14.
Well, like I said before,
just
third
a five-yard penalty. Excuse
third me. Down, North Hall's favorite down.
Third down and six now.
They're not punted tonight.
That's correct.
That's correct. Clock is running with 12, 11, 10. 9-8-7-6. Let's see if they've let it run out or if they try to run a play. 4-3-2-1. That'll end the quarter right there. They won't get the playoff. It is 35-0 North Hall after three.
And we're 12 minutes away from victory for North Hall in an undefeated season. We're back in 1 minute with quarter number four on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
12 minutes left in the regular season. North Hall with a 35-0 lead on Dawson County.
North Hall going left to right now. Away from the field house. Back to passes. Alex Sleeman finds Dawson Gray down to the 40, the 35, and finally slung out of bounds. Down at the 34-yard line will be a big first down. Is it third down again, Michael? They were able to go down and convert.
And you just gave me the score. Pickens on top of Lumpkin County right now, 22-21. And this is still a lot to happen with Lumpkin County.
Yep. Playing at Lumpkin tonight, according to what I'm saying.
They are. They're playing
second
the Burial Grounds.
Playing for their first playoff berth up 21-7 in the fourth quarter on top of Lanier. Jacob Adams in the backfield on this near side. Sleeman takes it. He's going to hand off to Allen. Allen got a flag on the far side. Allen's got clear sailing all the way to the end zone. He scores, but it's probably going to come back, I'm afraid. Harper,
yep.
Flag at the 40 or 37.
Yeah, looks like
they basically let him go, didn't they? Got rid of the flags.
Well, he had pretty good speed that time by Jacob Adams there, Gary. He was able to get around that corner and took off down the sideline.
One more time,
Gary. Turned it up and turned it on.
Yeah, took off. It's going to be Going to be a hold on North Hall, so it'll come back after they get the first down and then get a beautiful run by Jacob Adams. Jacob's got to go back to the huddle and say, come on, guys, cut that out.
Andrew Smallwood, just a freshman, young guy getting a chance to play here.
Yeah.
He's the lineman guilty of the hold and bring the ball back out to the 44-yard line.
When you get in the playoffs, you can't have these little picky-dicky.
Yeah. That was Kate Hawthorne with the hold right there, and he's one of those guys that, as a senior, should know better. All right, White Tumlin will be in the backfield. Several guys go over to the sideline, 11:06 here, and the clock should be running the whole time there, Mr. Referee, and it's not on. You tell your time guy to, there, you clicked it on finally. I can run it for you if you like. Gonna split out three guys to the near side. One guy's a tight end on the far side, one running back, and that is Justin Allen. Back to pass is Sleeman. Sleeman steps up. He's got all kinds of time. He's got a man going to hit him from behind. Wow. Big man came in from behind, made the tackle. That was number 33, I believe.
Yes.
Josiah Holtzclaw.
Is it Eason?
Eason, okay. It was Eason.
Yeah,
okay.
Brody Eason. He came in, and Schliemann never saw him coming. That was
23.
Okay. Yeah, 23
yeah.
And 33.
He was looking downfield, was the quarterback that time, and Eason got off his block and was able to just track him down and knock him down.
Dawson Gray was waving for him, but got covered up about the time he waved, so Schliemann instead gets hit from behind.
Second down and 16, Allen in the backfield, four wideouts. As they throw it short, they were bringing everybody. McGarvey caught it. Got down to about the 37-yard line. Could give him about two on that one, maybe three. It'll be
Maddie,
third down.
Jaden Maddie, I think, Joe, hit him again. He didn't have enough room over there.
But the previous play, you just saw one of the rare sacks that North Hall gives up.
Exactly. And been many this year, and they did give one up right there on that one.
I'm going to split hairs with you guys. He got hit and pushed forward past the line of scrimmage, so it was probably like a one-yard run.
Okay.
It might not be a sack.
Yes,
someone got the quarterback, but he did cross the line of scrimmage.
Okay,
there.
Yeah, it's not a sack.
Defense brought everybody up, then they all backed up, and then they're saying North Hall jumped.
They flinched.
Yep, going to be an illegal procedure. They made North Hall jump right there. And the teams they play in the future right there, Harper, are going to watch that kind of stuff and move that defense back and forth.
Yeah, as good as they played, they're getting a little sloppy right now with all these extra penalties, and that is something that Sean Pender will probably
– You want to finish strong, don't you?
You want to correct that.
I said last week, Jefferson and North Hall are the two best teams that we had personally seen, but the one thing that North Hall has had bite them all year long has been these inopportune penalties.
9 minutes, 3 seconds and running here in the quarter. 25 on the play clock. Three or four guys come off the sideline, come back out into the play. You got Walker Vining coming in at a receiver position.
Yeah, he's listed as a wideout.
Yep. McGarvey. They come back again. Sleeman back to pass. Looking, going to throw it long. He's got McGarvey. Caught it at the 15. McGarvey's going to stop trying to get away from a guy at the 10, down to the 7.
Well, now with Cole Cable injury, he's going to McGarvey.
Yeah, and McGarvey got knocked down, number 19, in on the tackle, Jaden Cohen. And he was trying to do a dipsy-doo there, Harper, and get in between some guys, but they had him kind of surrounded, and he trapped him.
McGarvey's so much bigger than these guys. He's going, I'm not going to let you tackle me. So you want to push me out of bounds, I'm going to go back inbounds. He avoided one, but really a safety comes across to end up hitting him, knocking him down. First and goal there at the 8 is where they officially put it.
McGarvey's got such good hands, too. I mean, you throw it around him, he's going to come down with it.
I don't know if he had a choice, Gary. That ball was so well thrown that if he doesn't catch it, he's probably going to not get dinner or be able to practice next week.
Pitch it out to, on the far side, Adams. Adams trying to get around. He got down maybe to the 5 before getting knocked out of bounds on the far side that time, number 22, Jacob Adams.
But guys, go back to McGarvey again.
Eason and Martin, too, also on the stop.
You got your two leading receivers out with injuries now with Ty Camp and with Cole Cable.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got, go probably with Jack McCloskey and now with Smith McGarvey.
And those two, you got Cole Lindleaf.
Yeah.
Those guys have got to step up now, that's for sure.
Well, and Dawson Gray there, the big tight end.
Yeah,
and then maybe you add Parker Carlton a little bit more.
Fake two. Allen looking, Sleeman looking, got a man in the back of the end zone. Did he catch it? Nope, incomplete. Falls out of bounds.
back there in the back of the end zone. That looked like McGarvey, and he had a man right with him.
Good defense by number 19, Jaden Cohen, whose name has been called a lot tonight. He was right with McGarvey and stuck a hand in there.
Quick shout out to our listeners, Jason Edwards, we know is always listening. Good to have you tonight, Jason. My friends John and Sissy over in Ball Ground are in Canton, Woodstock, listening in tonight. Glad to have you with us.
And some Dave and Carol down in Johns Creek listening to us.
Good to have them. Got some of them guys from small groups said they'd be listening tonight from church. Good to have you with us, fellas. It is third down and goal. Ball's at the six. Sleeman takes it. Back, rolling to this side. Got a man open. McGarvey in the back of the end zone. Touchdown.
Well, that's only fitting.
Yep. McGarvey was wide open that time through Gary as he streaked across this side. He had about a 3-yard gap between him and his defender, and all Ajax had to do was throw it on the B.I., and he did right there, and he caught it.
He threw it at about eye level, Joe.
Yep.
And McGarvey just hands up there and came down with it.
I couldn't have got open, but I believe I could have caught that one.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't, I couldn't
with
have got open because I'm not near
as fast. With
all
the gloves and the gear that you're wearing right now,
gloves,
as cold as you are?
Exactly.
If you say so.
I got my gloves on.
Would you have been able to get across the middle of the field that quick?
Yeah, maybe. Kick is up and it's good. 42-0 North Hall.
And we're back at the kickoff in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Walker Vining with a long kickoff is fumbled back there in the backfield down around the 10, but he brings it out of there down to the 20, the 30, the 35, out to the 40. Number 18? Yeah, he brought it out of there that time and came a long way with it. Number 18, that's going to be Jacob Felkai, and he brought it all the way out from inside the 10 all the way out to the 41-yard line. Good return by Jacob that time.
Well, he dropped the ball.
He dropped it,
and that sometimes you mess up the coordination of when the blocks are going to be in front of you and everything that you practice and schedule. Now you just run for a spot.
Nice job to recoup and get his foot under him and take off.
He's got good speed and reliable hands there. That one bounced off his shoulder pads, and the result is they've got really good field position for the first time tonight.
Ball's to 41, Sorensen back. He's looking, moving those feet, and they're going to get a sack right there at the 35. That's big number. Was that 90?
No, that's Robbie Lee.
Robbie Lee, number 50.
Lee. Boy, again.
On the tackle. That's three for Robbie tonight, if I got it right. Wow. Robbie's stepping up tonight, and, of course, he usually does, but he's making some plays, isn't he, fellas?
It might have been 90, White Cannon, but they're start subbing here.
Three wideouts, one back. That's Maddie. Sorensen with the football. Up new man in the backfield. They throw it in the middle. Gunner Weaver caught it right there at the 40-yard line. Great pitch. Great catch by Gunner Weaver with a man on him. Number six, Kaysen Haynes, brought him down at the 40, but a big first down for the Dawson County Tigers.
Yeah, nice little drag route, deep enough where it's a crossing route that 15, 20 yards down the field, when a quarterback and wide receiver hook up for that, it's always good. It ends up with a nice pickup there and a first down there for Dawson.
First down, got to two wideouts, three wideouts, going to hand off to the running back, number 28, I believe it was. And that was Bannister, Aiden. And he gets about 3, maybe 4 yards up to the 4, down to the 37. The first down, or second down, is 7 now for the Tigers. 30, Habersham County finally scored. It's 39-6 down in Jackson County.
They will play at home in the first round of the state playoffs, Joe.
Mm-hmm. 42-22 GAC over Chester Teal.
Oh, what
long
a catch.
Pass. What a catch by Gunner Weaver at the two. Holy cow.
Sorensen did a great job to avoid the pressure in the middle. He kind of rolled out to his left a little bit. He's about where the numbers are, and he just flings it. And Weaver ends up catching it about the five-yard line and falls forward to the two.
Yeah, Weaver did a really nice job. I think they're going to spot it at the three-yard line. But Gunner did a nice job of holding up enough to get down there and catch that football and secure it right there at the three-yard line. Sorensen hands off to the running back. Maddie turns around there, and he's going to be down just shy of the goal line. Parker Carlton comes in. I know that's number 32 for the Trojans that time. That's going to be John Millar. Second and goal for the Tigers. Sorensen comes over to the sideline.
Sorensen comes out.
And
that's about 8 inches away from the goal line.
Yep.
So this will be probably a wildcat.
Gunner Weaver's in there.
Weaver be the quarterback.
Weaver's going to be the quarterback. He takes it. He's going to run it in straight ahead for the touchdown. Yeah, Gunner Weaver just took it and went straight up standing and got across the end zone line for the touchdown.
That was big for them, Joe.
They needed to score right there regardless of who's in the game for North Hall.
Yes, absolutely.
And that is number 90, Wyatt Cannon, in the game for the Trojans.
Got the swinging gate right here.
Mm-hmm. 13, Michael Donatelli in the game. Yeah, I never have liked that. I know a lot of teams used to do it back in the old days than do it now, but still. Extra point attempt. Weaver holds. And you'll have Felkai with the extra point attempt. There's a snap, the hole, the kick is up real high, and it is good. 42-7 now, North Hall with 2:26 remaining.
You know, timeout in the field. We'll take a timeout with it. We're back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
20-yard line.
He kicked that one all the way 2 yards deep into the end zone. And
they started the clock when his foot touched the ball, and it hadn't quit running yet.
Yep, it'll continue to run. North Hall will bring it out there. You might have some new bodies in there now. Walker Vining in the receiver.
It only stops for penalties and for touchdowns. Oh, we just got the word of Valhalla. It's tied 42-42 in the fourth quarter. Cherokee Bluffett, East Hall.
Adams in motion, goes out to the far side, took the pitch. Going to get five across the 25 out to about the 27. Jacob Adams that time with a real nice run.
Joe, if I can say for Matt Turner, what that team has done since he's been their coach has been incredible. Of course, you got to give a lot of credit to Jamarcus Harrison, but boy, what he's done there, been a great job for him.
Yep, Noah Kemp in the game. For North Hall, McCloskey in the game. Gray, Walker, Vining. Now, Matt's done a really good job trying to build that program up. He's got some decent talent out now. Makes a lot of handoff in the quick to Tumbling. Tumbling trying to get around his side, and Dawson County won't let him. Number 23 comes in. Brody Eason, senior defensive lineman for Dawson County, comes in, makes the tackle at the 23, 24-yard line. Me third down and six now.
Brody's had a nice game. I'm not disappointed too much in his effort. Here he is late in the fourth quarter, and he's given everything he has.
37 seconds. 32
so this
now.
Is your backup quarterback and backup lineman and everything. Are you going to win victory? Or they're not.
Noah Kemp in at quarterback now.
Yeah, why not?
Still got four wideouts. They're going the same set. Noah with 18 seconds. Going to put a man in motion. That's Adams. Got a flag before everything happens. And 12 seconds. It'll stop. And do we have a timeout? Dawson Gray and number 19, Jaden Cohen, having a chat down there at the 34.
Penalty north, though.
Yep. I'll push him back 5 yards to the 19-yard line.
And personally, I wouldn't mind seeing Dawson just put all their seniors in right now. Just wrap it up. Your last time on this field.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and do it.
And then a nice gesture. Clock will start with 12, 10, 9. It'll run on down. They won't have to run a play. That'll be the end of your ball game as North Hall comes in to Tiger Stadium and wins this one to go 10-0 and win out the region undefeated 42-7.
So we get from Coach Sean Pender one more time here this evening. And talking about convincing.
Yeah.
North Hall scored six touchdowns, had that one penalty, had the ball seven times in the game.
Well, they just put 12 seconds back on the clock.
Okay. So evidently somebody called timeout.
It was a penalty. I guess they were going to wait until the ball was snapped rather than letting it run, Joe.
Now you just come on.
Take a knee. Be done with it.
Go home.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing goofy.
Take a knee.
Take a knee and nobody gets hurt.
Nobody gets hurt.
Yep, exactly right, Gary. What you have to do right here. And that's what looks like what they're doing. They'll be right up under center here. And snap it back. It'll start on the snap. There's a snap. He backs up, takes a knee. Noah Kemp, and that'll be your ball game right there with 7-6. It's going to take his time.
They just had somebody back there. It looked like he was going to punt, but he was just
he was that safety guy.
Yeah, he was the net.
Yeah. That'll be your ball game, 42-7.
All right, now it's going to get Coach Sean Pender to talk to Gary. Those last 12 seconds really didn't matter either way, did it?
Nope, not at all.
But what a season. North Hall with a record-setting, Joe, 18 consecutive regular season wins.
Yeah, that's big for the program, big for North Hall, all the Trojans from all over the years, the Trojan fans, that's pretty big for all of them, that's for sure.
You know, after losing last year's first two games, you remember, to Wesleyan,
yep,
and that close one, and then Cherokee Bluff,
yep,
when they got spanked. After that, they turned it around.
Mm-hmm. And they turned it around, and they've been playing lights out. I mean, even through the playoffs last year, you go back and think about it, Mike, they played really well in the playoffs.
Yes.
And played good in that loss that they had.
And back-to-back region six AAA championships for the Trojans.
Yep.
Again, I have Coach Sean Pender tomorrow morning on the Saturday Morning Sports Show. Hey, he'll join me at 9:30 live in our studios. You get a chance to see a live video stream on our YouTube channel at Team Glory Sports tomorrow morning.
Coach, a pretty complete win for you here tonight.
Dropping out, Gary. From our location. Let's see if we can get Coach to maybe find another spot to talk, please.
There we are.
There you go.
Got to go quick. We're running out of juice here. Coach, a complete game for you tonight.
Yes, sir. It was a complete game. Defense played very well. Offense played great. Great job by the offensive line tonight.
Yes.
And I think we were pretty balanced. I think we had a good game.
First undefeated regular season in about 18 years. That's and another region championship. Something to hang your hat on.
Oh, definitely. I'm very proud of our boys, and we were able to complete this part of the season. We call this phase two. Now we got to go on to phase three, and we got to heal up and be ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, I was about to ask you. A little banged up. This 2 weeks, this week or so, is going to come in handy.
It is, and hopefully we can get healthy, a little healthier for the playoffs.
Hey, Gary, remind him tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. Mike says remind you about tomorrow morning. You're supposed to be with him tomorrow morning.
Yes, I will see him tomorrow morning.
All right, well, thanks, Coach.
You got some time to enjoy this.
Yes, thank you.
All right, go do it. All right, Sean Bender.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Coach. And once again, we'll see him tomorrow morning at 9:30 during the Saturday Morning Sports Show. Final score, once again, North Hall 42, Dawson County 7. We'll wrap it up for you after this two-minute timeout on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're represented to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon, receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
And back here at Tiger Stadium in Dawsonville, wrapping things up. We've lost our signal here from Dawsonville back home, but North Hall wins by a final score of 42-7. They score 6 touchdowns. The ball game had the one fumble that went through the end zone for a touchback in the first half of play. And a dominating performance for the Trojans. Again, tomorrow morning at 9:05, we'll have the Saturday Morning Sports Show, and we'll talk with Coach Sean Pender tomorrow morning at 9:30 live in our studio with a live video stream on YouTube at Team Glory Sports. Time to wrap things up during the regular season, and thank you for everyone tuning into our broadcast all season long. All our commercial partners, our sponsors, making our broadcast possible throughout the season. Everybody we worked with. Like this evening with the athletic director, Bradley Fowler, here at Dawson County, and with Sam Borg at North Hall, and with the coaches, with Javo Shaw here at Dawson, and with Sean Pender at North Hall. Everyone worked with the during the season. Join us at the top of the hour. We'll join the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard. They'll have all the details
about high school football, look ahead to the playoffs and more. Again, no game next week. The Georgia High School Association has an off week next week, a dead week they call it, and will resume play with the first round of the state playoffs on November 14th. It will be at the Brickyard at North Hall, as we'll follow the Trojans all the way through the state playoffs. As WGTJ has broadcast every state playoff game in North Hall football history, dating back to 2002, their first game. We'll be there once again as we'll follow the Trojans as they look to continue the undefeated streak. Now it's one and done the rest of the way. You have to win five games to capture the state championship, which will end on December 17th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Mark it on your calendar. We'll start things off on November 14th and 2 weeks from tonight. North Hall will be in action, and we'll find out where their seeding will be tomorrow morning and who they'll play their first-round opponent come get tomorrow morning during the Saturday morning sports show right here on 97.5 Glory FM. Thanks to our entire staff and the team here at 97.5 Glory FM, back in our studios, producing the game as always for Nathan Delaney and for our great team here, for Joe Gailey, for Gary Glenn, and for Harper Lavelle. I'm Mike Warford saying thanks for being with us here on your radio station for North Georgia Sports, 97.5 Glory FM. North wraps up an undefeated season as they defeat Dawson County tonight, 42-7. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Have a great weekend and join me tomorrow morning here on 97.5 Glory FM. Good night, everybody.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, Representative Lee Hawkins, Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management, and by Longstreet Cafe. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.